Central Time, Kix96.1, HighPlainsRadio.net, the KICX app, and the Kix96.1 YouTube channel. Ready for Bison football. It's the home opener for the Bison. The Aurora Huskies are in town. Coming up in our Wagner Ford pregame, we will hear from Bison senior Ethan Schmidt. Had a nice game last week in the big win, 56-6 at Beatrice. Offense, defense, special teams, he is out there a lot. We're going to hear from former Bison Zach Schlager. Played a lot of football over the years. College football, of course, great years at McCook High, but he's at West Texas State. And they just got done finishing up a great opening season opening win last week. Zach will talk about his start of the season. Hear from the two coaches, Kyle Peterson of Aurora, head coach Joe Petrosky at McCook. Our Wagner Ford pregame moves on 103.9 The Hawk.
You can rely on the staff at Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments to provide professional support and guidance to help you during your time of need. We proudly serve Southwest Nebraska and Northwest Kansas through funeral service, cremation, pre-need, and monuments. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monument of McCook.
If our award-winning lineup of vehicles wasn't enough, here's one more reason to choose Wagner Toyota. With every new purchase, you also get Toyota Care. For the first 2 years or 25,000 miles, we will cover oil changes, tire rotations, and multi-point inspections. Plus, 24-hour roadside assistance with lockout protection, flat tire changes, jump starts, towing, and more. Choose Wagner Toyota in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
You're gonna save, save, save when you buy a car from us today.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
Refreshing news! Vols Plumbing and Heating, your Carrier dealer in McCook, can keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. They can! Carrier's Infinity Series Central Air Conditioner with Green Speed Intelligence offers refined cooling, steady comfort, energy efficiency, and exceedingly quiet, cool performance. And each passes a legendary Carrier 100% run testing for quality and reliability. Learn more about Carrier Air Conditioning at Vols Plumbing and Heating, 1005 East C Street in McCook, keeping you chilled this summer.
Getting a little hot under the collar? Well, under your roof, Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard want to keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. Call Veteran HVAC 737-5292 and ask about the great deals on new American Standard AC units. Or maybe your current system needs a little work? Call Veteran HVAC and ask about service calls and service plans. Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard, helping you keep your cool. Call today 737-5292 or visit veteranhvac.com.
The pregame show is brought to you by your friends at Wagner Ford Toyota. Best of luck, Bison, from Wagner Ford Toyota, located on the corner of West 2nd C in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
Wagner Ford pregame continues, sir. Kix96.1, HighPlainsRadio.net, or KICX app, and our Kix96.1 YouTube channel, getting ready for home opener, the Bison and the Aurora Huskies. And didn't do a senior interview last week. There are 8 seniors on the roster for this year. So every week from here on out during the regular season, we'll talk to a Bison senior. We have Ethan Schmidt once again, who is in our studios, going to talk about last week. We just talked in the summertime. You had your competition down in Lincoln, so that wasn't that long ago. Ethan, you're off and going with the football season. Great win last week, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was great. It was definitely a fun one to start the season off with.
This guy never comes off the field. I mean, offense, defense, special teams, you're on there constantly, aren't you?
Yeah, they got me on most things, but I don't complain. It's pretty fun. I just like being out there, so.
You wouldn't have any other way, would you?
Nope. I like being out there, so I like being out there whenever I can, so I'll do whatever I can to be out on the field. So
exactly right. Your senior season, you want to make it a special one, and boy, getting off to a 56-6 win at Beatrice, that's a pretty good start.
Yeah, it definitely was. We had some great blocking up front, and that just made it really easy for the backs and the receivers and everybody.
Did it surprise you the way the game kind of went? You had a good kickoff return, got good field position, but that first quarter just snowballed in every which way. Good for you guys, huh?
Yeah, I was expecting us to win. I wasn't quite expecting that much, but I was confident we were going to come out with the win for sure.
because you're going to the game kind of blind a little bit. You know, didn't you go off last year's film a little bit, but gosh, you guys got to go on offense, defense, special teams. There was nothing that didn't work that day.
Yeah, week one's always weird. We don't have any film, so it was kind of, we kind of had an idea of what they were going to do, but we just went in there confident, and everything ended up working out pretty well.
Got yourself a score that night. That was nice.
Yeah, it was. They just kind of threw me in there, and I knew it was going to happen just because of how well the line was blocking all night. So
now rotate a little bit between receiver and a little bit of tailback as well. You got to know those plays for both positions, don't you?
Yeah. Well, we work on it through practice all the time, so I'm pretty confident. Yeah, everyone's confident with what's happening, and we were all kind of on the same page.
And you talked about the offensive line. Those guys, a lot of experience up front. Boy, they really moved the pile, didn't they?
Yeah, having all that experience up front was definitely a big advantage for us. We had the experience up there for sure, because just for the tailbacks, definitely, it was just massive holes everywhere. It was just the easiest job for us, honestly.
You had a good summer in the weight room, just trying to get to stronger and more powerful for the upcoming football season, huh?
Yeah. We had weights every day, or four times a week, I believe. It was, we are all in there working hard. It was great. Competing, it was great.
All right, you move on from week one now to week two. Get ready. It's going to get harder this week, isn't it?
Aurora's definitely... they're a little bit more challenging, I'd say, but I think we're gonna go out there, and I think we're gonna do pretty good.
How about the Bison offense against their defense? They gave up some points against Pierce last week. If you're watching them on game film, the offense can pick up where they left off last week and score a lot of points.
Yeah, their defense is a little bit more catered to not letting any deep passes up. So we'll see how that goes, because that's kind of how we scored our passes. But I think up front our line's going to block, and we're going to have some great runs. So I think it'll be good.
Yeah, you and Miles out there as wideouts and a few others and everything. Hey, you were open a lot last week, weren't you?
Yeah, they were. I guess it was just very easy to get open with how we schemed things up. The coaches did a great job last week.
And, of course, you as a defense, the Bison defense against their offense. A pretty tough offense to stop, I take it, right?
Wasn't too much work for the DBs because they were mostly run. So the coaches took that into consideration. They did a great job at scheming stuff up, and it was just... They really, all props to them. They did a great job last week.
But the Aurora offense will be tougher this week, won't they?
Yeah, they're definitely more pass heavy, so it'll be fun. Definitely for the DBs especially, it'll be really fun.
And you got a tall quarterback to deal with back there, don't you?
Oh yeah, 6'7". He's a tall cat.
You bet. So, what did the coaches say this week that we did a lot of good things right this week one? What have you worked on a lot to get better at?
Just executing even more. Just doing. Your job, like blocking wise, hitting holes, stuff like that. Just everything was good. Just take it up another step.
Big home opener tonight. Expecting a big crowd. We got five home games this year. Five home games. Yeah. So got a bunch of home games at Wineland Field, which is kind of nice, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm glad that we have a bunch of home games, especially since how far away games are. So I'm excited for all these home games. I love the atmosphere. It's great.
How'd you feel getting home Saturday morning for the rest of the weekend then?
Oh, I was tired. It was definitely, it was a long bus ride home, but it was always, it's always shorter when you win though. So
yeah, I was going to say, winning 56-6, I'm sure a lot of excitement there. I'm sure maybe second half of that bus ride, everybody was sleeping, weren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We were all pretty much out by that time.
Get used to it, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be a long couple away games.
Yep, no question about it. What are you going to do after your high school senior year is done? What do you plan on doing? What do you want to do?
I'm not sure exactly yet. Possibly go to UNO. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. Positive that, though.
Any ideas of what majors or what you want to do?
Not exactly. I have ideas, but I'm not sure.
Still up in the air a little bit.
Yep.
You got the entire year to think about it, huh?
Yep. I'm still thinking.
You bet. Well, it's going to be it's a great start. I know a lot of enthusiasm after last week, but boy, you got Aurora and Waverly back-to-back weeks. These are big ones coming up, aren't they?
They're definitely big ones, but I think I'm confident in our boys, so I think we can pull out the wins on them.
There is one, by the way, there's one more Schmidt kid to come along. There's one more in the family, right?
Yep, he's a sophomore.
All right. Very good. And does he take after all his siblings and everything, sports and stuff like that too?
Yeah, he does track, and I'm excited to see how he does.
Is he as fast as you?
I wouldn't say so, but he would disagree with me on that one.
So it might be a little competition come springtime, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe challenge you. Hey, I'm going to challenge you for that 4x1 position. How about that?
Yeah, he's definitely competitive when it comes to stuff like that.
Very best of luck. Thanks for joining us. Good luck here in this one.
Thanks for having me.
Once again, Ethan Schmidt, senior running back, wide receiver, defensive back, return man. He does it all. We'll take a break. More of our Bison pregame coming up shortly on Kix 96.1.
Hi, this is Danny with Tobias Dental Care. Have you been told that you need a root canal or an extraction and that you'll have to go out of town to have it done? Dr. Tobias has been doing these procedures for over 25 years, and he may be able to save you from the inconvenience of having to travel out of town. Call us today at 345-1510 or stop by and make an appointment at 411 West 5th Street in McCook. And remember, at Tobias Dental Care, we make it easy for you to smile.
Ever feel like you're playing bumper cars on the lot, trying to find the perfect ride? At Devaney Motors, it's a smooth drive to your dream machine. Whether you're eyeing a rugged new Ram, a journey-ready Jeep, or the buzz-worthy new Hornet, we've got the keys to your next adventure. Devaney's got it. Get your drive on. Cruise east on B Street in McCook or navigate to DevaneyChryslerJeepDodge.com. Devaney Motors, where the journey begins.
Drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
Brandon is super pumped about Runza.
Runza is so sweet.
Especially all their desserts.
Oh, those are the sweetest.
Chocolate, vanilla, and twist ice cream cones, 4 flavors of shakes, chocolate chip cookies, and ice cream sandwiches.
Literally sweet.
Aw, I love your enthusiasm.
Well, I love Runza.
So sweet of you. Come satisfy your sweet tooth. Because Runza makes it all better.
Stop by Runza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
In their never-ending quest to bring you the best health care possible, Decatur Health in Oberlin is pleased to announce the addition of Taylor Niermeyer, physician's assistant to our medical care provider staff. Taylor is a product of Gove County, Kansas, so she understands and has a real passion for rural health care, making her a perfect fit with the team at Decatur Health. Swing on by Decatur Health and meet Taylor. I know you'll be pleased with her passion for people. Decatur Health in Oberlin, where compassion and healing come together with providers like Taylor Niermeyer. More info online at DecaturHealth.org.
The pregame show is brought to you by your friends at Wagner Ford Toyota. Best of luck, Bison, from Wagner Ford Toyota, located on the corner of West 2nd C in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
Wagner Ford pregame continues here on Kix 96.1, HighPlainsRadio.net, or KICX app at the Kix 96.1 YouTube channel right before kickoff. Aurora McCook here at the top of the hour. Zach Schlager, some great years in McCook High playing football, no question about it. A lot of college football. And Zach, once again, talked to him the other day about West Texas A&M. His start of the season, his team had a big win, Zach. I know, coming off, that was a Thursday night game. Got another Thursday night game, of course, last night, but things kicked off the season in a good way for you, once again, with your latest college football team.
No doubt, no doubt. And we got Sol Ross. They're new to the division, new to the conference. They're coming up from Division III, so we kind of knew it was going to be kind of an easier game, honestly, but we all approached it the same way as we always would and came out with a really solid dub going into this week.
I take it you had a good summer around that area, pretty much stay around that area, getting ready for the season. And, what course, you were here for a while, of course, here in McCook, but then went there and hit the weight. To get stronger and just get kind of associated with the program a little bit more.
Yep. Came down right at the end of May there after being there all spring and kind of just dove into the culture, became friends with all these guys down here, really tried to establish myself with the team and really just kind of get to know everybody along, get back into the scheme and everything like that. But yeah, workouts all summer went really well and went right into camp rolling and feeling good.
I did have a chance to watch you a little bit. You were at Media Day with Coach, I think, a couple other guys. That was kind of a, I'm sure, I don't know if you've done that before with UNK, but it's a nice experience to get a chance to talk to the media.
Yeah, no doubt. It's definitely an honor that Coach Slynn would do that. Usually that's a guy that's either been with the team for a long time or is an older guy. So I really was honored that he chose me as one of those guys that he'd take down there. And it was a really fun experience and a really great time.
And there you said it, Coach Slynn. You've played under that man before. And I take it going to this college, he had a lot to do with that, didn't he?
Without a doubt. I mean, it's a lot of the same coaches that were at Kearney. So the whole time I was going through that recruitment process again, they always were in the background. They were always there for me. And the biggest thing that stuck with me with them was they were going to support me no matter where I went. So that really kind of resonated with me. And in the long run, I knew they were going to be a really good fit for me to just come play this last year.
How's the body feeling? I know you've played a lot of football over the years. How's that body feeling?
You know, it's not bad. It's holding up pretty well. We're staying healthy. I'm staying on top of things, just kind of living in that training room, just taking care of all the small things. But it's holding up pretty good, and I'm feeling pretty good.
Now, you won the job as a starter there in preseason, I take it. But I'm sure you had some tough competition, too, didn't you?
Oh, without a doubt. There's two seniors that play my same position, so definitely had to come in and actually improve. I was the guy for the spot, and there's still some really good players, and those guys are still going to help us in all facets of the game, whether that's special teams also coming in, giving me a blow every now and then, and just getting a good rotation going. So, but yeah, came in, earned the spot, and got the job done.
So the Coach Lind is a lot what he's doing this year with this defense. Did he do that same to us? Type of philosophy there when he was at UNK, kind of pretty similar?
Yep. We got the same defense coordinator. His name's Coach Dallas, and I have the same linebacker coach. So defense is really, really similar, but basically the exact same as what we were doing in Kearney. So it wasn't too tough a transition, as I kind of remembered all those tools, just kind of had a year off of it, but kind of came back into it pretty well and kind of rolling with it pretty good.
Big road game, another Thursday night game of all things at School of Mines, and you're expecting a battle coming up on Thursday, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a good one, that's for sure. I mean, they've been to the national championship the last 2 years. They've lost some guys, but they're one of those teams that every year they're going to bring guys back. They're engineering school, so you know you have guys that are just been building in that program waiting to get their chance to play. And so we definitely got to come out there with our A game and are going to give them a run for their money, and hopefully we can establish ourselves as one of the best teams in the country.
Have you ever in your college years played back-to-back Thursday night games instead of playing on Saturday?
Yeah, no, it's definitely a little weird, that's for sure, but I think it's just due to that. Normally, that first game of the year, I've had a decent amount of Thursday games, but I think just since they finally opened up that week zero game here for Division II, that it kind of allowed that to be possible. So it's definitely kind of messing up the class schedule a little bit, having Wednesday and Thursday off the first 2 weeks of school. So teachers probably aren't too happy about that, but we're making it work.
Here's a chance for a lot of, area. I know it's a Thursday night game, which might be kind of tough, but I'm sure some family, being a School of Mines, you might see a lot of folks there at Golden, a few more folks at this one.
Yep, I'm really excited for it. I got a ton of people from McCook saying they're going to come out for the game. My parents where my parents are living, it's really only like 40 minutes from there, so that's super close, and Jake's out in Colorado, so they're going to have all kinds of family and friends there, and I'm really excited to play in front of them one last time.
And you guys got a good chance to really make a name for yourself at School of Mines. They're fifth right now, Western Colorado's 15th, and then Central Washington's 8th, so next 3 weeks all against ranked opponents.
Oh, yeah, back-to-back-to-back. And total, I think we have five total ranked teams on our schedule. So, like I said, we take it one week at a time. That's one of our big philosophies is 1-0, just 1 week at a time. And if we come out with some wins in those games, I think we're going to establish ourselves that we're one of those teams that can compete, and we're up there, and we can make a run for it.
Not trying to look ahead, Zach, by no means, because it's a long football season, but it does go pretty fast. But after this, I think talking before, this is pretty much – it, I think. This is it for you as far as college football?
Yeah, this is definitely it for college football purposes, you know. I've enjoyed it, and I've been blessed with this opportunity to keep playing. I know a lot of people are like, God, you're still doing that. But, you know, I have both my degrees. I know work's always going to be there. My body was feeling good, so I figured why not play some ball a little bit longer. But, yeah, this is definitely kind of the end of the line for the college ball-wise. I mean, if those opportunities are available after, I might pursue that. But if not, I'm totally okay with that. I'm just really wanting to end things on my own terms.
And finally, have you thought where you want to go next? And after school's done, graduate, what do you want to do?
I have a plan kind of getting to the med sales. It's what Jake does out in Colorado, med device sales. So I have a pretty good in with his company. So it really can kind of do it anywhere. So I'm kind of really deciding if I want to go out to Colorado around him, or if I want to maybe move to Omaha, closer to where like DJ is and where a bunch of more of my friends are. But that's kind of a decision here in the future. So,
yep, you got a lot of guys that played some college ball. DJ's now coaching at Miller South. Maybe has that ever crossed your mind? Would you like to get in the coaching ranks like Dad did?
You know, I've definitely always thought about it, and I do love coaching. I love coaching the position and just all the small details of it. It really just comes down to what opportunities there may potentially be. If it is just a part-time high school job at coaching linebackers, I'd love to do that. But really kind of, or even at the college, if a college available job what did happen to open up and the opportunity was there, I'd maybe kind of think about it. But really, I just kind of have to decide on where it's what's going to put me in the best position early in my professional career going forward.
West Texas A&M senior linebacker Zach Schlager. We'll take a break. We will hear from the coaches. Starting first, Kyle Peterson over at Aurora High School. That's coming up shortly. The Wagner Ford pregame moves on. Kicks 96.1.
Horizon Bank has a wide selection of products to help fill all of your financial needs. They have an array of fee-free checking and savings accounts. Or maybe you need a loan. Horizon Bank has you covered with their mortgage, vehicle, personal, refinance, and commercial loans at competitive rates. Visit them today at 312 West 1st Street or online at horizonbankne.com and learn more about all of their great financial services. Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey, because every baby deserves the best start in life, and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
Football time at Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook. Hungry football fans, listen up. Enjoy the College Saturday Special. Buy any large pizza and get a medium one-topping pizza for free. Indulge in all their unlimited salad bar for just $4. Craving wings, buy 6 or 8 and get a set free. And don't miss out on $3 tall draft beers. During game time, get the great deals, great food, and a great time. Only eligible for dine-in only. Your McCook Pizza Hut, where football and flavor collide on North Highway 83 in McCook.
No matter the outcome of the game, this high five is brought to you by York and Party Electric Heating and Cooling, your local York dealer in McCook. Total comfort in your home or business is always a touchdown. Whether it's blazing heat in the summer or bone-chilling cold in the winter, Party Electric offers your family or business the best electrical, heating, and cooling products and HVAC services. Party Electric Heating and Cooling, proud to be your local York dealer in McCook. Give them a call at 345-1660. Find them on Facebook.
MNB. In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Justin Easter with MNB Bank. With deep agricultural roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at our McCook location and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 345-4240. MNB Bank. There is a difference. Member FDIC. MNB.
The pregame show is brought to you by your friends at Wagner Ford Toyota. Best of luck, Bison, from Wagner Ford Toyota, located on the corner of West 2nd and C in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
Our Wagner Ford pregame continues here. Kicks 96.1, our Kicks 96.1 YouTube channel as well. Wyland Field for the home opener tonight. And what a rivalry it's been for many, many, many years. Going back a good 20 years or so with the Huskies, Aurora, and also the Bison and McCook. Let's get to the coaches. Head coach Kyle Peterson joining us from Aurora. And coach, we've had many pregames in the past. Here we are doing the Huskies and the Bison. You've been into it as a head coach for, what, 10 years? Been a part of this going back to, what, early 2000s? It just makes sense for these two teams to play football every year, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it feels like football season, you know, when we get to play. The few years that we haven't been able to schedule here in the last decade or so, it just kind of felt wrong. I think it's an important game for both communities and certainly for both programs that we try to get this game played every year.
And there's been some very memorable games. Gosh, in early 2000s, you played when you've been coach. We've had some dandies, that's for sure.
Yeah, you go back through the years. You know, I think one of my first games here at Aurora in 2001 was a rain game where there was a Frazier fake punt that beat us, you know, late in that game, and you know the 2008 semifinal game here where we were finally, you know, kind of able to get the monkey off our back and get a win against McCook, and you know how competitive that rivalry has been and how respectful that game has been, I think, between both programs, both communities.
Coach, you had a monster season opener last week against Pierce. When the schedule came out and you saw Pierce as your season opener, what was your thoughts on that one?
You know, we knew that it was going to be a real physical contest. We knew that it was going to be a game that was going to measure us, you know, kind of see where we are. And it certainly did that. You know, we knew that they were going to be really big in physical line of scrimmage. We were breaking in and a lot of young guys without a lot of experience in a lot of those positions. And, you know, it wore us out at the end. But we're going to be a better football team because of it. You know, we want to play great teams. We kind of live by the mantra, you know, anybody, anytime, anywhere. And that's really what's going to make you great and prepare you for, you know, a hopeful postseason run. So it was obviously an exciting game, I think, for both programs. You know, we wish we would have got the win, but we weren't able to.
Yeah, a lot of points in this one. You kind of surprised that the offense is the way they came out in this one?
We think we have an explosive offense. We weren't able to run the ball and sustain drives like we really kind of wanted to in that game. We weren't able to get off the field on third down against Pierce, so they were able to sustain some drives. They had a couple of explosive plays in the passing game, which I think surprised us a little bit. Two teams that are probably maybe built a little bit more defensively, maybe that is more points than you expect.
And you look at McCook now here tonight, and then a good Wahoo team next week. So, boy, first couple of weeks, great matchups.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we loved our schedule when it came out. You mentioned that it was really competitive, but you know, you have to play against great teams to test you and to get better, and that's exactly what we have early in our season.
Got a lot of kids back from team was 6-4 last year, coach. No question, this team, hey, we're going to win more in six games this year with the talent we've got back.
You know, we have a lot of really talented kids, especially our skill players. It's a line of scrimmage where I think we have to get better play from, you know, compared to last week. You know, are we going to win more than six games? You know, I don't know. You know, the schedule's different than it was a year ago. It's a hard schedule, but, you know, we're going to prepare every week, and we're going to play our tails off every week. And I think this is going to be a really good football team by week nine.
You know, one of those guys up front, I know the Stolpe family for a long time. I know Joe for a long time, way back when we went to McCook High here in his baseball days. And you got his son, Colin, who pretty good lineman for you. Does a lot for you, doesn't he?
Yeah, we move him around a lot. Really good linebacker for us. You know, he plays, we kind of have him playing our H-back an awful lot right now. And kind of a blocking back. And he's a really talented kid, a big, strong kid. Started at linebacker for us a year ago as a sophomore, one of our leading tacklers, and a kid that I think is going to have a really great, a great junior season.
Yeah, Booker Shireman's getting a lot of attention, a 3-year starter, but can throw the ball. He can do a lot for you, can he?
You know, he's a distributor of the football. You know, he's a kid that can obviously, he has a big arm. He can see the field really well because he's of his height. You know, we're going to use him a lot more in the run game. He had 70 yards rushing or something like that a week ago. Some of it was on quarterback scramble. A couple of it were on design quarterback runs. But, you know, he's a guy that we have to use his athleticism. He's, you know, he's over 200 pounds. So even though he's 6'8", he's kind of a formal kid to take down, you know, once he gets rolling. So, you know, he's kind of the guy that really makes our offense run.
Coach, finally looking at the Bison game film. What's got to be done to get a big road win coming up on Friday?
Well, this is, you know, a real typical McCook team from the mid-2000s here. You got a great defensive team, linebackers that run around and make plays, and, you know, a team that's really talented at tailback. And you think about all the great McCook teams over the years, that's really kind of been their M.O. I mean, they're really, really good defensively. We have to be able to run the ball better than we did against Pierce. We have to be able to get more production on first down. We were playing behind the chains a lot in the Pierce game, which kind of forced us to throw the ball a little bit more maybe than we wanted to in that game. Defensively, we have to be physical at the line of scrimmage, a little more physical at the point of attack, set edges better, and then tackle, you know, really good players in space. You know, it's easy said, it's hard done. We'll see if our kids can get that accomplished.
Coach, always great talking to you. Thanks a million for the time.
Yeah, hey, thank you much. Take care.
Head coach Kyle Peterson over at Aurora High School. We'll hear from head coach Joe Vetrosky. We'll talk Bison football coming up here shortly on Kix 96.1.
Do you know where your loved one is taken when you select cremation? Carpenter Freeland Funeral Home and Monuments is the only funeral home in southwest Nebraska and northwest
Testing
Kansas.
Testing 1, 2, 3 from Wyland Field and McCook,
when
Nebraska. It's the Bison and Aurora Husky.
They never leave our care. Carpenter Freeland Funeral Home and Monuments, your industry leader in cremation services.
If our award-winning lineup of vehicles wasn't enough, here's one more reason to choose Wagner Toyota. With every new purchase, you also get Toyota Care. For the first 2 years or 25,000 miles, we will cover oil changes, tire rotations, and multi-point inspections. Plus, 24-hour roadside assistance with lockout protection, flat tire changes, jump starts, towing,
and more.
Choose Wagner Toyota in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
You're gonna save, save, save when you buy a car from us today.
Refreshing news! Vols Plumbing and Heating, your Carrier dealer in McCook, can keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. They can! Carrier's Infinity Series Central Air Conditioner with Green Speed Intelligence offers refined cooling, steady comfort, energy efficiency, and exceedingly quiet, cool performance. And each passes a legendary Carrier 100% run testing for quality and reliability. Learn more about Carrier Air Conditioning at Vols Plumbing and Heating, 1005 East C Street in McCook, keeping you chilled this summer.
Getting a little hot under the collar? Well, under your roof, Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard want to keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. Call Veteran HVAC 737-5292 and ask about the great deals on new American Standard AC units. Or maybe your current system needs a little work? Call Veteran HVAC and ask about service calls and service plans. Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard, helping you keep your cool. Call today 737-5292 or visit veteranhvac.com.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 96.1.
Hi, this is Danny with Tobias Dental Care. Have you been told that you need a root canal or an extraction and that you'll have to go out of town to have it done? Dr. Tobias has been doing these procedures for over 25 years, and he may be able to save you from the inconvenience of having to travel out of town. Call us today at
245-1510
or stop by and make an appointment at 411 West 5th Street in McCook. And remember, at Tobias Dental Care, we make it easy for you to smile.
The pregame show is brought to you by your friends at Wagner Ford Toyota. Best of luck, Bison, from Wagner Ford Toyota, located on the corner of West 2nd C in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
Wagner Ford pregame continues. Kix 96.1, highplainsradio.net, or KICX app, and of course, Kix 96.1 YouTube channel tonight. Big home opener. Aurora in town, the Huskies and the Bison. Just had a chance to hear from Coach Peterson talking about his team, and now a chance to chat with Coach Vetrosky. Seems like we were just talking on Saturday. The week has gone by, I think, pretty quick.
Yeah, normally this point in the season, weeks 1 through 3 are, you know, I seem to, you know, take a little longer, I guess. But it's we're cruising right along, and already we're getting into week 2 and almost through week 2 and getting ready for game day with Aurora. So it's flying by already really fast.
Great game. You look back on that. You watch game film, talk to the guys, 56-6. Could not ask for a better season opener, was it?
It was a good season opener, Rich. You know, I just felt like we got off the bus, as you could say, literally, as far as our play and the guys getting after it early on. I just felt like offensively we did a really good job with, you know, establishing the run really early on, and that really continued for the rest of the game. And, you know, Tristan Campbell ended up with 192 yards rushing. You know, Trent Riley threw for a couple touchdowns to Miles Pullman, and even Ethan Schmidt slipped in a rushing touchdown or two. So it was just collectively a really nice effort offensively, and then defensively I felt like we just got after it. You know, Ty Junker, only a sophomore, had two interceptions, one for a touchdown, and, you know, we just continued to cause havoc in there, and you know, we were just able to really take control early on and then be able to finish that thing out in the second half.
When was the last time a Bison running back had 190-plus yards rushing?
I don't know. It's a long time, and we're looking to get a 1,000-yard rusher. We haven't had one for a few years, and not to put any added pressure on anybody, but, you know, 192 yards is off to a really good start, and obviously, and you know, it was just a really nice night. Tristan did an awesome job with his vision and finding the holes, and the line did a really great job up front with really opening up early on, and we just were able to do that through the course of the game.
Ethan Schmidt was our Husker, our Bison senior interview for this week, and you stick him back in. And even Grady Miller back there came off the bench and ran hard for you.
Yeah, once the game was in hand, you know, starting with Grady, we were able to get some of our younger guys in the ball game, and Grady was only about 3 or 6 yards away from rushing for 100 yards himself. And so that's a testament to him, and that's a testament to some of our younger guys getting in there and doing a good job when their number was called upon. And then, you know, Ethan, as I said before, even last week, he's kind of that Swiss Army knife where we're going to use him in a bunch of different ways. We put him in the backfield and ran the ball with him, and then also we, you know, Beatrice put us in a third down situation there early on in the game, and he made a nice catch towards the sideline and turned it up for, you know, 30-40 more yards. So we're, you know, Ethan's going to be a big part of the offense and defense this year for us, and it was just exciting to get him going with some things as well.
Still plenty of things to work on in practice this week, haven't there?
There is. You know, the reality is we really got off to a really good start. I think that's an understatement. But there were still some areas that, a lot of areas that we still got to get better at. And it's kind of that week one stuff that happens as far as just assignment football and footwork and technique and fundamentals that you really don't ever identify till you get the film on. And we were able to watch the film with the guys. And even though the game was in hand pretty quickly, we still have a number of things that we got after this week. And we're going to have to, because maybe some things we got away with in the week one matchup we won't get away with this week, and that's got to get cleaned up.
Take a quick break, talk more on Aurora football. That's coming up after the break. It's the Wagner Ford pregame on Kix 96.1. Ever feel like you're playing bumper cars on the lot, trying to find the perfect ride? At Devaney Motors, it's a smooth drive to your dream machine. Whether you're eyeing a rugged new Ram, a journey-ready Jeep, or the buzz-worthy new Hornet, we've got the keys to your next adventure. DeVinny's got it. Get your drive on. Cruise east on B Street in McCook or navigate to DeVinnyChryslerJeepDodge.com. DeVinny Motors, where the journey begins.
Isn't it a drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
Brandon is super pumped about Runza.
Runza is so sweet.
Especially all their desserts.
Oh, those are the sweetest.
Chocolate, vanilla, and twist ice cream cones, 4 flavors of shakes, chocolate chip cookies, and ice cream sandwiches.
Literally sweet.
Aw, I love your enthusiasm.
Well, I love Runza.
So sweet of you. Come satisfy your sweet tooth. Because Runza makes it all better.
Stop by Runza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
you have projects around the yard that need to get done, but if only you had the equipment to do it. Head to D&S Hardware in McCook and rent the equipment. Rototillers, edgers, jackhammers, you name it, D&S has the equipment, and the rental price is very affordable. Get those projects done this weekend. Head to D&S Hardware. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 3. D&S Hardware on the corner of West 8th and C, McCook.
In their never-ending quest to bring you the best health care possible, Decatur Health in Oberlin is pleased to announce the addition of Taylor Niermeyer, physician's assistant to our medical care provider staff. Taylor is a product of Gove County, Kansas, so she understands and has a real passion for rural health care, making her a perfect fit with the team at Decatur Health. Swing on by Decatur Health and meet Taylor. I know you'll be pleased with her passion for people. Decatur Health in Oberlin, where compassion and healing come together with providers like Taylor Niermeyer. More info online at DecaturHealth.org.
Horizon Bank has a wide selection of products to help fill all of your financial needs. They have an array of fee-free checking and savings accounts. Or maybe you need a loan. Horizon Bank has you covered with their mortgage, vehicle, personal, refinance, and commercial loans at competitive rates. Visit them today at 312 West 1st Street or online at horizonbankne.com and learn more about all of their great financial services. Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
If you're expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey, because every baby deserves the best start in life and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
The pregame show is brought to you by your friends at Wagner Ford Toyota. Best of luck, Bison, from Wagner Ford Toyota, located on the corner of West 2nd C in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
Well, Coach, you and Coach Peterson have both been coaching now and played in this rivalry game dating all back to the early 2000s. You played in, you coached in it, so why not? It should be, why not keep Aurora on? If you could, year after year after year, it just means that much to both towns and schools, doesn't it?
Ton of respect for both programs, rightfully so. This game needs to happen every year. It just is that kind of game. It's got that historical magnitude to it, and that's not to add any pressure to the game or anything like that for the players on both sides of the ball. It's just, man, you just, over the years, just so many great matchups. You know, you bring up my own playing days of playing against Aurora, and then, you know, coming back as an assistant coach, and we had some really awesome games against them, and not just the regular season, but man, I would dip into the playoffs there. There were some big matchups, some semifinal matchups that you just knew you're going to get the best out of both teams. Both programs know that, and it's going to be no different Friday night. We're going to have to play our best. We're going to have to play really well to beat Aurora. They got a really nice team again this year. They played a really good team week one in Pierce, and it was a nail biter all the way to the end. A couple late scores late was really the only thing that, you know, kind of extended that out for Pierce, but it could have went either way. It's going to be a great matchup. McCook Aurora just rolls off the tongue really well, and we're hoping it's going to be another memorable matchup for, you know, maybe people can talk about for years to come.
So what impresses you most about this team as you watch them on film?
Obviously, Booker Shireman at quarterback is an elite athlete. He's all a 6'7", maybe a little bit more, 200-pounder. And I think what stands out right away is his arm talent is pretty spectacular. But it's something that, you know, we hadn't seen necessarily in years past is they're running him a little bit more. And he took off for some scores the other night on some scrambles. And so he's just as much of a threat running the ball as he is throwing it. And they just... we've told our guys this week, this is probably as good of skill players as we'll see all season. They just collectively do a really nice job. They're just good athletes, good-looking players. And then, you know, you look at the defensive side of the ball. They just play really sound defense. They believe in what they believe in, and that's going to continue into this game. You know, I think they would be the first to admit that they're breaking in some guys on the line of scrimmage. You know, I would say, as of recent years, they had some generational talent up there that was just spectacular, and they still have some really nice linemen. They're just breaking them in. They got that first game under their belt, and they'll continue to get better. They got better through the course of the Week 1 matchup, so we're anticipating they're going to be that much better this week.
Yeah, back in your days, they had some great linemen. I remember the Rodriguez kid. Was that in your day, or was that afterwards?
No, that was definitely during my era. Andrew Rodriguez had played at Nebraska, and he was a year younger than me, but he was definitely from day one as a freshman played and was a big part of their program and the runs that they had. And it's just a lot of memories over the years, Rich. It's fun to talk about. I've had a lot of people bring it up to me, and rightfully so. It's just fun to talk about it. It really gets the hair on the back of your neck standing up, because these are the type of games you know, as we talk to the kids and even us ourselves as coaches, you live for. These are the games you look forward to every year, and we're going to get one on Friday night.
Best of luck. We'll talk after the game.
Thanks, Rich. Appreciate it.
Should be a great one. Back with more of our pregame starting lineups from Wyland Field next on Kicks 96.1.
It's football time at Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook. Hungry football fans, listen up. Enjoy the College Saturday Special. Buy any large pizza and get a medium one-topping pizza for free. Indulge in all their unlimited salad bar for just $4. Craving wings, buy 6 or 8 and get a set free. And don't miss out on $3 tall draft beers. During game time, get the great deals, great food, and a great time. Only eligible for dine-in only. Your McCook Pizza Hut, where football and flavor collide on North Highway 83 in McCook.
No matter the outcome of the game, this high five is brought to you by York and Party Electric Heating and Cooling, your local York dealer in McCook. Total comfort in your home or business is always a touchdown. Whether it's blazing heat in the summer or bone-chilling cold in the winter, Party Electric offers your family or business the best electrical, heating, and cooling products and HVAC services. Party Electric Heating and Cooling, proud to be your local York dealer in McCook. Give them a call at 345-1660. Find them on Facebook.
MNB, there is a difference.
MNB. In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Justin Easter with MNB Bank. With deep agricultural roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at our McCook location and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 345-4240. MNB Bank, there is a difference. Member FDIC.
MNB.
Cremation with confidence. When you entrust us with your loved one, they never leave our care. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments is the only funeral home in southwest Nebraska and northwest Kansas to offer on-site cremation. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments, your industry leader in cremation services.
If our award-winning lineup of vehicles wasn't enough, here's one more reason to choose Wagner Toyota. With every new purchase, you also get Toyota Care. For the first 2 years or 25,000 miles, we will cover oil changes, tire rotations, and multi-point inspections. Plus, 24-hour roadside assistance with lockout protection, flat tire changes, jump starts, towing, and more. Choose Wagner Toyota in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
You're gonna save when you buy a car from us today.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
Refreshing news! Vols Plumbing and Heating, your Carrier dealer in McCook, can keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. They can! Carrier's Infinity Series Central Air Conditioner with Green Speed Intelligence offers refined cooling, steady comfort, energy efficiency, and exceedingly quiet, cool performance. And each passes a legendary Carrier 100% run testing for quality and reliability. Learn more about Carrier Air Conditioning at Vols Plumbing and Heating, 1005 East C Street in McCook, keeping you
chilled this summer. Getting a little hot under the collar? Well, under your roof, Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard want to keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. Call Veteran HVAC 737-5292 and ask about the great deals on new American Standard AC units. Or maybe your current system needs a little work? Call Veteran HVAC and ask about service calls and service plans. Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard, helping you keep your cool. Call today 737-5292 or visit veteranhvac.com.
Hi, this is Danny with Tobias Dental Care. Have you been told that you need a root canal or an extraction and that you'll have to go out of town to have it done? Dr. Tobias has been doing these procedures for over 25 years, and he may be able to save you from the inconvenience of having to travel out of town. Call us today at 345-1510 or stop by and make an appointment at 411 West 5th Street in McCook. And remember, at Tobias Dental Care, we make it easy for you to smile.
Ever feel like you're playing bumper cars on the lot, trying to find the perfect ride? At Devaney Motors, it's a smooth drive to your dream machine. Whether you're eyeing a rugged new Ram, a journey-ready Jeep, or the buzz-worthy new Hornet, we've got the keys to your next adventure. Devaney's got it. Get your drive on. Cruise east on B Street in McCook or navigate to DevaneyChryslerJeepDodge.com. Devaney Motors, where the journey begins.
Welcome back to our pregame show here on 96.1 KICX online at highplainsradio.net, our KICX app, and streaming on our YouTube channel tonight. From Wyland Field in McCook, Nebraska, it's the Bison hosting the Aurora Huskies. Good evening, everyone. Mark Searcy here with Bob Gulke and Carl Raymond doing our camera work and YouTube channel stuff. And Bob, a pleasure to do a game with you again here tonight. And we got a good one here, McCook and Aurora. So much history between these two great schools.
Oh, my. Yeah, exactly right, Mark. I mean, this is going to be very, very interesting tonight on so many different levels as far as just how these teams are going to match up. Haven't played in a couple of years and stuff. But, again, now I go back 20 years for the rivalries that I had with Aurora, and that would be the Jeff Holtha, Spencer Walter dual linebacker issues with ankles at Aurora's field. Now, again, that field has since been replaced, as, again, I saw on some film there. They have a gorgeous new field. Again, are the Bison as good as last Friday? And Aurora, you have to believe, I mean, talk about a tough schedule to start with, Mark, my goodness. You know, they have Pierce perennial power to start with, come to McCook, and then have Wahoo next week. So, again, Coach Kyle Peterson, that he admitted that in the pregame. He talked about it's going to set him up for some things. But, yeah, again, I think it's so much curiosity tonight. And, of course, we're going to get to see one of the certainly premier quarterbacks in the state here in Booker Shireman, all 6 foot seven or 6 foot eight of him. So, again, boy, a whole different tactics the Bison are going to have to use tonight to come through.
Should be a great matchup here. And let's go ahead and get you the starters for both teams. Let's start with the Huskies for offensively. Again, number two, Booker Shireman, 210-pound senior. Number two, running back, number six, Jack Spees, 160-pound senior. Number 19, Colin Stoppel, a 210-pound junior. Receivers are number five, Vendel Jessic, a senior, and number seven, Parker Smith, a senior. Slot receiver, number one, Cannon Allen, 160-pound junior. And on the line, number 71, Chase Brill, 225-pound senior. 76, Jaron McLean, 210-pound senior at center. Number 20, Angela Hokey, 240-pound junior. The guard, number 57, Jaden Smith, a junior. And number 55, Caden Crosby, the tackle for the Huskies on offense. Defensively for Aurora tonight, number 8, Lucas Fry. Number 6, Jack Spees, the free safety. Linebacker, number 44, Keegan Chaney. Number 19, Colin Stoppel. Strong safety, number 1, Cannon Allen. Number 5, Vendel Jusic. Then number 50, Angela Holick. Number 57, Jaden Smith. Number 76, Jaron McLean. Number 7, Parker Smith. And number 55, Caden Crosby for the Aurora Huskies under head coach Kyle Peterson. As Bob mentioned, lost to a very good Aurora Pierce team last week, 41-28. For the McCook Bison tonight, offensively, number 9, quarterback Trenton Riley, 155-pound junior. Running back number 25, Tristan Campbell, 155-pound junior. Tight end number 45, Gabe Roberts, 205-pound junior. Number 88, Andrew Pocup, a 210-pound senior. Wide receivers, number 22, Ethan Schmidt, 165-pound senior. Number 0, Miles Pullman, 165-pound junior. On the line, number 55, Trey Tiller is the center, 215-pound junior. The guards, number 62, Davian Hansen, 215-pound senior. Number 68, Quentin Terry, a 215-pound senior. The tackles, number 73, Beckett Heskett, 230-pound senior. And the other tackle, number 65, Simon Garcia, 205-pound junior. Defensively for the Bison, number 68, Quentin Terry will be on the line. Also number 57, Spencer Steinbeck. Number 88, Andrew Pokup. Linebackers, number 45, Gabe Roberts. Number 44, Callum McCorkle, 170-foot-pound junior. Number 62, Davian Hansen. Number 21, Oliver Colbert, 190-pound junior. Defensive backs, number 22, Ethan Schmidt, 165-pound senior. Number 8, Ty Junker, 160-pound sophomore. Number 0, Myas Pullman, 165-pound junior. And number 25, Tristan Campbell, 155-pound junior. The Bison, again, a big win on the road over Beatrice, 56-6. Under head coach Joe Petrosky again this season. And, Bob, a beautiful evening for high school football. Temperatures about 80 degrees or 82 degrees at kickoff. Definitely plenty warm, but just a great evening for football. And it's always great when these two teams get on the football field. What are some keys to the game here for McCook if they want to get this win here tonight?
Well, again, I think, of course, obviously it's going to start with defense. But the thing I thought was interesting that Coach Peterson basically admitted in the pregame interviews with Rich was the fact that they're weak. They're inexperienced as far as varsity competition goes on the offensive and defensive lines. And I think that's going to be very interesting to see how that unfolds. Because, again, special players, you know, or specialty players as far as Aurora has, they have quality, you know, backs, receivers, those types of things. Obviously, an excellent quarterback. But, again, can they keep him safe? Can they block for him? And are they going to have the opportunities? Again, there were some big plays against Pierce. And, again, they got their share of yards, too. So, again, but, again, as Coach Peterson admitted as well, they wore down against Pierce. And, again, Pierce is, boy, they're a stout team. And, again, they got kind of tired there in that fourth quarter, gave up a couple late touchdowns. And, again, the running back for Pierce was an absolute battering ram. Reminded me of Stuart Frazier back in the day, very frankly. So, again, they'll be looking to improve on their offense, the Bison. They're just going to have to really play some good defense. And if they can block and open holes for Tristan Campbell, certainly 100 yards is not out of the question for him. So, again, a lot of rushing yards for the Bison last week. And, again, 3 out of 5 for Trenton Riley for 2 touchdowns.
Yep.
Can't beat that. So, Myles Pullman and him almost had a perfect night, you'd say.
And Ty Junker, I know, had some big plays defensively. I think the Bison can do those type of things. Know where Booker Shireman's going to be going with the football. And, yeah, just control the line of scrimmage. Special teams, always a big part of these big matchups. If you can get a kickoff return, a punt return, block a punt, block a kick, or get a nice kickoff return, can really help your cause and give you great field position. And going to have a neat deal here for before the game. We're unrolling a huge flag, and it's just going to be a neat event here before the national anthem here in just a little bit. So we're going to take a break. We come back, we'll get you ready for the opening kickoff right here on 96.1 KICX.
Isn't it a drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
Brandon is super pumped about Runza.
Runza is so sweet.
Especially all their desserts.
Oh, those are the sweetest.
Chocolate, vanilla, and twist ice cream cones, 4 flavors of shakes, chocolate chip cookies, and ice cream sandwiches.
Literally sweet.
Aw, I love your enthusiasm.
Well, I love Runza.
So sweet of you. Come satisfy your sweet tooth. Because Runza makes it all better.
Stop by Runza, North Highway 83 in McCook. You have projects around the yard that need to get done. But if only you had the equipment to do it. Head to D&S Hardware in McCook and rent the equipment. Rototillers, edgers, jackhammers, you name it, D&S has the equipment. And the rental price is very affordable. Get those projects done this weekend. Head to D&S Hardware. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 3. D&S Hardware, on the corner of West 8th and C, McCook.
In their never-ending quest to bring you the best health care possible, Decatur Health in Oberlin is pleased to announce the addition of Taylor Niermeyer, physician's assistant to our medical care provider staff. Taylor is a product of Gove County, Kansas, so she understands and has a real passion for rural health care, making her a perfect fit with the team at Decatur Health. Swing on by Decatur Health and meet Taylor. I know you'll be pleased with her passion for people. Decatur Health in Oberlin, where compassion and healing come together with providers like Taylor Niermeyer. More info online at DecaturHealth.org.
Mark and Bob back with you here at Wyland Field in McCook, Nebraska, ready for the Bison and the Aurora Huskies. A big-time battle here. Of course, McCook back in Class B this year. Aurora still in C1. And they're hoping to have a good season. As you mentioned, Bob, they got both them and McCook some interesting, tough games to start the season. McCook's going to be on the road against Waverly, one of the best teams in Class B. As you said, Aurora hosting Wahoo next week. So their top first three games, Pierce, McCook and Wahoo, NSA, not doing them any favors.
All you can do, again, is try and make lemonade out of the lemon bark and just embrace the situation and just say, hey, guys, no matter what happens, we're going to be better for these three games, and that's what they got to try and do. But, again, gosh, I just, again, a lot of excitement after that opening win there. Maybe at the end of the year, Mark, Beatrice won't be that good of a football team, but still, to come out and just dominate like that. And again, this is a junior, sophomore, heavy laden Bison team, too. I think only five or six seniors at all on the entire roster. And we were commenting before, Aurora, I don't know if they brought seventh and eighth graders with them, too, or not, but I mean, they have actually had more players on their roster than McCook did. So, again, for a C1 team, they certainly, but again, both teams, Mark, they play players on both sides of the ball. Again, a lot of players are going to be duplicating the offense and the defense. So, again, the quality players are going to be out there. And as we get ready for the kickoff here, McCook did win the toss, and they deferred, and Aurora did go ahead and want to receive and get the ball first. So, again, great test for that Bison defense to see how they open up the game.
Field looks beautiful here at Wyland Field. It looks very green, and they got the numbers out there. And Gunner Capps is going to kick it off for the Bison, going left to right here. Bison with their home red uniforms, white numerals, red helmets, black pants, and Aurora black pants, white jerseys, red numerals, and white helmets. And we are excited, ready for this kickoff, the Bison and Huskies on 96.1 KICX. Back to receive for the Huskies is Jensen. And before we get started, the official blows his whistle, and I'm not sure what that was about.
Mouthpiece for the kicker.
Oh, mouthpiece, okay. Good catch.
Good catch by the official.
Yeah. And Gunner gets the leg into it, high, end over end over here near sideline. Does it stay in bounds? Yes. Inside the five. It's
a wide corner.
High ball, high ball. And let's see. Referee over there.
It is going to be down at the one.
1 yard line. And did the Bison get it, or Aurora? It's down over in the corner. I can't see.
Aurora did get the ball. They did. The deep back, Jensen, did get back there just in time. But very strange, Mark. He was actually coming off. I think they thought it was going to roll in the end zone.
Yeah.
I think they were coming off the field. And, I mean, again.
Wow.
Well, we didn't take long for our first break. I mean, Bison, Aurora starts at their own one.
Yeah. Inside the one, if we look at it.
It's the length of the football outside the goal line.
Great, great special teams kick by Capps. Pinning the Huskies deep, 99 and a half yards away from Pater.
I'm going to put $50 on Shireman going with a sneak for his first play for Aurora.
They're going to line up in the shotgun. Twins to the far side. Two backs in the backfield for the Huskies. As the Bison defense getting set up here, referees talking to everybody. And we are ready to go. Shireman sends a man in motion far side. Snap back. And fake the handoff, quick pass, tipped, intercepted, touchdown, the pick six for the Bison. That was Gabe Roberts with the pick six, and the Bison, just like that, he read it beautifully, picked it off in the flat, touchdown Bison.
Well, folks, if you did not get here in time for the kickoff, you just missed already the first touchdown by the Bison. Gabe Roberts, my gosh, what great anticipation. Got there, almost, I mean, he had his hands there, kind of hit off his chest a little bit, got control of it and walked in the end zone. So much for Shireman taking a sneak or whatever, but what a big play right off the start.
Special teams pins the Huskies deep, and the defense comes up with a turnover and a touchdown. The Bison up 6-0 with the extra point coming up here. The Reisenbeck touchdown by Gabe Roberts.
8 seconds off the clock, Mark. 8 seconds off the clock.
And Caps to kick it, but we've got another referee timeout. I think they're the mouthpiece again, I believe. You got to keep that in your mouth. Unlike some of the college and pros that have it dangling, that drives me crazy.
All right.
But here we go. Gaps to kick it. Ball is down. Kick is on the way.
Oh, wide right.
It is wide right. Didn't make it. But the Bison strike first and lead 6-0 over Aurora here on the M&B Bank scoreboard with 11:52 to go in the first quarter of play. We'll step away for a quick break. Back with the kickoff on 96.1 KICX.
Horizon Bank has a wide selection of products to help fill all of your financial needs. They have an array of fee-free checking and savings accounts. Or maybe you need a loan. Horizon Bank has you covered with their mortgage, vehicle, personal, refinance, and commercial loans at competitive rates. Visit them today at 312 West 1st Street or online at horizonbankne.com and learn more about all of their great financial services. Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Mark and Bob back with you here in McCook as the Bison defense strikes first on a Gabe Roberts pick six from 1 yard out. And the extra point, unfortunately, no good. But McCook up 6-0, 11:52. And Bob, that play set up by the great kickoff by Caps, getting it right over here in the corner and almost got a touchdown out of it. But they downed it at the half-yard line. And then the next play, Shireman throws in the flat, and Roberts picked it off.
Yeah, again, it's just the ball just died. And, again, the turf is low. We've had plenty of rain here. Yep. It's in great shape, and it just died there on the one. So I don't think you'll see Mr. Jensen trying that act again.
Caps again. Ooh. A little deeper this time, and he's going to come under it about the 5 to the 10 to the 15 to the 20, 25, up to about the 28-yard line. A nice return there. And the Huskies will take over first and 10 from their own 29-yard line.
Yeah, nice tackle, nice coverage by the Bison there. Trip Riley on the coverage and the tackle also with Oliver Corbett. So, again, Bison stopped Aurora there at the 29-yard, at their own 29-yard line. And now we might see a little bit more of a relaxed look by the offense. But, again, they came out throwing in the first series.
Shireman again in the shotgun, trips to the far side for the Huskies. He's got Spears in the backfield with him. Man in motion, snap back, and give it up the middle. Breaks a tackle, look out, 40, 45, and down to the 48-yard line. Actually, that was Cannon Allen with the carry for the Huskies, and a huge gain up to the 48-yard line, a 14-yard pickup for the Huskies.
Yeah, kind of almost a trap right up the middle there, and again, great blocking. Nobody even got a hand on the ball carrier for the first 8 yards or so of that. So again, Bison playing that standard, kind of looks like, you know, the old 3-4 defense. Yep. There. So again, again, Aurora, nice burst on first down.
First and 10 for the Huskies at the 48-yard line. Man in motion near side, and give it up the middle. Speeds gets a block at the edge. Look out, 45. 40, that's a flag, yep, 35, 30, 25, down to about the 20-yard line, but an easy call. Even I could have seen that, and both officials call it. It's a holding on Aurora.
Yeah, nice burst by Jack Spees, and again, only one Bison defender out there to stop him. And, of course, again, the hold coming up now to kill that. But, again, ooh, that's a little concerning, Mark. Two really good running plays right at the Bison defense.
The flags were a little ways up the field, about the 43, so it'll be 10 yards from that spot. So we'll go back. Excuse me, to the Aurora 47, so it's a net loss of one. It'll be first and 11 for the Huskies.
Yeah, again, ball carrier was actually, Spees was actually run out of bounds at about the 10-yard line. So, again, big turn of events here for the Bison. But, yeah, again, concerned already with a couple of those first running plays.
Twins to the far, one to the near for Aurora. Shireman in again in the shotgun. Looks over the Bison defense and a handoff. Over the right side, breaks a tackle, 50, push back, and fights forward for a couple more yards to the Bison 48-yard line. Pick of about six there for Aurora. Trying to see who made the tackle there. I think it was Roberts there leading the charge.
Yeah, and again, Ian Jensen there, your the kick returner deep there. Aurora shuffling in those running backs,
yeah.
Each kind of getting a carry. And they do kind of have that slashing style right now, but Aurora getting enough pads or helmets on helmets at the Bison line there to open up some gaps.
So second down at about six for the Huskies. The Bison 48 snap back to Shireman, and he's going to pull it, keep it himself. Got some room, 45-40, 35-30, 25-20. Trying to get him down, puts out of bounds at about the 16 or 17-yard line. And a late flag. It might have been a late hit out of bounds. He might have kind of tripped, too. But the officials, I think, going to call the penalty on the Bison.
Yeah, again, run out of bounds at basically about the 15-yard line, it looks like. Yeah, I don't think there was anything malicious or intentional about that, Mark. A little bit surprised that the flag came in. But, again, it was on the quarterback, of course, so got to protect them even in high school.
And Shireman, he can run a little more, I think, in years past. And, boy, showed it on that play with those long strides, able to get down the field in a hurry.
Well, and, again, along with the strides, he's got a stiff arm that is about, you know, able to defend off those shorter defenders. So, again, Aurora going to end up getting the ball at the, looks like, inside the 10 at the 9-yard line.
9-yard line, yep.
So, again, it'll be first and goal for the Huskies. And, again, that was a fake belly, and Shireman just kept it and went right up the middle.
Huskies all on the ground in this series after throwing a pick on their first series. First and goal for the Aurora Huskies. Snap back to Shireman, going to his right, run all the way. Bottled up and taken down about the 10-yard line. A loss of 2. Great job there by the Bison defense.
Yeah, again, really good penetration. Oliver Corbett, Callan McCorkle in there also. And, again, that was kind of doomed from the start there. A lot of red was able to get past that line of scrimmage and really corner Booker Shireman.
So second and goal, we'll call it the 10 for Aurora. Bison defense coming up strong there on that play. Let's see if we can do it again. 9:43 to go in the first quarter. 6-0 McCook lead here over Aurora, but Aurora knocking on the door. Twins to near, one to the far for the Huskies. Shireman in the shotgun looks over the Bison defense. Snap back and going to give it the middle. Hit and take it down immediately. Great job knifing in there. And that was McCorkle. Doing a nice job. He was a leading tackler last week and picking up right where he left off with a nice job there, penetrating the defensive line and getting the stop in the backfield.
Yeah, and again, great engagement by the Bison defensive line to kind of keep those offensive linemen away. And that's what the Bison do. You count on those linebackers to shoot those gaps and make those tackles. And again, you know, Mark, the one thing we talked about, Aurora and the Bison 20 years ago, Callan McCorkle, he's wearing his dad's number.
Yep.
good old Dan, they're a tough linebacker for the Bison years ago. Callan following in his footsteps.
Trips to the far, one to near, third and goal for the Huskies. Shireman rolls to his right, pressure, throws in the corner of the end zone, too far out of bounds, incomplete, and the Bison defense hold. It'll be fourth down and goal.
Really nice defensive stand there. All of a sudden, Bison just kind of bow their neck there, stuff a couple of runs, and then again, that chance, that was a throwaway certainly by Shireman. Not really sure how good or bad Aurora's kicker is, but it sure looks like they're sticking with their offense out
there. Yeah, I don't see a kicker unless it's one of the guys already out on the field. I know the coach gave us their kicker as 87, Luke Groshans. Yeah, but I sure don't see him coming out. And I don't know if they're going to call a timeout or just going to go for it. They look like they're going for it. Fourth and goal for the Huskies at the Bison 11.
Big stand here.
Big play here for the Bison defense. Twins to either side. Single back in the backfield behind Booker Shireman. Snap back, looking downfield. Rolls to his right. Pressure, looking. Throws a late across the middle. Too high. Incomplete. Great coverage by the Bison secondary. And the Huskies turn it over on downs.
Yeah, that was Ty Junker again on the coverage there for the Bison. And again, Cannon Allen, no chance to get that one well out of his reach. So again, Bison come up with a great defensive stand there after giving up chunks of yardage to begin with.
Tell you, bend but not break. That's kind of what happened on that series, and the Bison stopped the Huskies when they needed to.
Yep.
And they take over on downs at their own 11, first and 10, McCook.
Well, let's see what the Bison offense can do, Mark. It's 8:40 left to go in the first quarter. This is our first chance to take a look at them.
Of course, kind of a new look this year for McCook. Twins to the near side, got a man in motion. Riley in the shotgun, snap back, hand it off. Gamble up the middle, upended about the 15-yard line. Get about 5 or 6 yards there for the tailback.
And yeah, again, just right up the middle there. Nice tackle by Angelo Holke along with Cannon Allen there to stop that. But, again, nice gain on first down there for the Bison. And, again, I'm sure they would really like to establish that ground game against Aurora because I'm sure they feel that they've got the, you know, even as juniors, the more experienced as far as varsity time goes line.
Twins to the near side here for the Bison. Riley sends a man in motion. Husky defense shifts around, snap back, and fake it. Going to his left. Riley looks downfield, a little pass the flat, incomplete. Looking for his tailback over there, Roberts. And incomplete, and it'll bring up third down and 5 for the Bison.
Yeah, I wasn't fooling Aurora on that particular play there. So really nice coverage there on the flat route. So, again, almost better to kind of just get rid of that now. Critical third down here. Yep. Sure like to see the Bison move the chains here, take a little time off the clock, and, again, try and establish something.
I don't want to do a three and out right away here if we can help it. So Let's see what Coach Petrosky and the Bison offense comes up with here on this third down and five from the McCook 15-yard line. Gonna split receivers to either side, man in motion. As Schmidt goes over here, left side, Riley rolls to his left. Quick pass in the flat, tipped high in the air, and incomplete. Good coverage over there, but Pullman couldn't haul it in. And it'll be fourth down and five for the Bison.
Yeah, a little zip on that ball. Boy, but looked like a really good pass, Mark. Looked very catchable right in between two Aurora defenders there. Kind of had him sandwiched. That was Jerzik and Parker Smith there on the coverage for Aurora. So, again, Bison need a good punt here. Otherwise, Aurora's going to have another possession inside Bison territory.
Pullman, the punt for the McCook Bison, standing at about his three-yard line. Only get a good snap and a good punt off here. Two guys back for Aurora. And we got a whistle before the ball can be kicked. And referees pointing. What do we got here?
Substitution issues again? Or
I am not for sure here. Okay, they took Pullman out, and now Riley's going back to punt. I am not sure. I haven't seen that call before. So, yeah, I'm not sure. So, anyway. Bison are punted again. Riley goes over there. Left-footed kicker. Nice punt. Line drive. Picked up at the 45 and tries to break a tackle. Cuts up the middle. 50 into Bison territory. 45 and upended at the 42-yard line. So a good return there for the Huskies. I think that was number six, Spies. And they'll have it first and 10 at the McCook 42.
Boy, again, Mark, that's one of those punts that, boy, I don't know if it got much more than about 10 or 15 feet off the ground. But, boy, a perfect top there for Spies to pick up the ball and run with it. But, boy, if that gets by him, that ball go all the way down to the Aurora 35-30-yard line.
So 7:36 to go in the first quarter. McCook 6, Aurora nothing on the M&B Bank scoreboard. Great crowd on hand here, both on the far side and here on the south side of the field. Shireman in the shotgun. Receivers to either side, a slot receiver as well. Man in motion, far side, snap back, and trying to give it the middle. Bottled up, not where much room to run, but dives forward for a couple to the 40-yard line. And it'll be second and eight for the Huskies.
Yeah, that was Spies again. Boy, Mark, you know, these running backs are not real tall, but they are very, very shifty, as they say, very quick on their feet and kind of waiting for some things to develop. And it's really important the Bison try and contain things, especially up the middle there.
Spotted back to the 41, so just give them a yard on that play. Second and nine for the Huskies. Receivers to the far side and one here to the near. Shireman again in the shotgun. Bison defense snap back and going to pull it. Shireman going to keep it. Bottled up. Push forward for a couple, but that's about it. Nice pursuit and good tackle down low there for the Bison. And McCorkle leading the way along with Roberts.
Yeah, and Shireman might have been better off actually handing that ball off. Looked like there was more room to the outside than up the middle there. So, again, great discipline by the Bison defensive line. And, again, just trying to, you know, make room for those linebackers to clean things up.
Third, and we'll call it six for the Huskies at the Bison 39-yard line. As the Huskies spread it out here, trips to the far, one to the near. Shireman again in the shotgun. Hard count, and unfortunately McCook jumped into the neutral zone, and that'll be a five-yard penalty on the Bison.
Well, that won't be enough for the first down, but it will be enough to make it only about 2 yards short.
Yeah, makes your play call a little bit easier with those five extra yards. For Shireman, a senior quarterback here. Done a good job throughout the years for this Aurora team. And he looks to Coach Peterson from the sideline here, getting the play. See if the Bison can make another big stop. They did it earlier down inside the 10-yard line, pushing the Huskies back.
Well, I'm sure this is two-down territory, too, Mark, barring a big loss or anything. I mean, if they're going for it on 4th and 11 from the goal line, they're going to go for it on 4th and 2 from the 35.
Trips the narrow, man in motion, snap back to Shireman, and hands it off right side. Bottled up, but fights forward down to about the 30-yard line. I think that was Allen with the carry. And that'll move the chains for the Huskies.
Yep, Cannon Allen just kind of with, again, you don't have to have a lot of room to get through there, but again, kind of sliced in there. But again, I still like the way defense not giving up as big a chunks as yardage as those first couple plays. Hopefully they're figuring things out a little bit there better.
Spot to 31, first and 10, Aurora. Trips here to the near side, one to the far. Shireman, again, in the shotgun. Snap back, looking downfield. Bison gets some pressure. Right side steps through. Over here, left side. Looks downfield. Throws it over here near sideline. It's up and just a little too strong. Incomplete. Good coverage over there by the Bison secondary. But a good throw there by Shireman running to his left. Able to get it 35 yards down the field, but it falls incomplete. It'll be second and 10 for Aurora.
Yeah, and again, that ball was 5 yards deep in the end zone. So, I mean, that's a 40-yard pass running to your left, throwing, trying to lead that receiver. So, again, Huskies incomplete. So far, passing has not been their forte. It's been more on the ground at this point.
Yeah, Bob, I have Shireman 0 for 4 through the air and one interception.
Yeah. QB rating, would that be, is there such a thing as negative?
Negative, I think so. Second and 10 for the Huskies. Give it to the middle. We've got some room. Look out. 30, 25, 20, and down to the 19-yard line. A big run over here to the left side for 11 yards for Jensen, and that'll move the chains for the Huskies.
Yeah, Stoppel with a really good block there on Callum McCorkle. That kind of sprung things out there to the side. So, again, that Aurora, that's just as we talked about, Bison starting to get them a little bit of a stop there to reel off, you know, a greater than 10-yard run.
Spot at the 19 of McCook in the red zone are the Huskies again. Twins to the far, one to the near. Shireman gets his backs moved around. Snap back, and it's going to be a pull. Option here near side. Bison right there, but he breaks the tackle and tripped up and dives forward for a couple 3 yards down to about the 16-yard line.
Yeah, it looked kind of like your conventional college option. I mean, as far as just the quarterback keeps the ball, pitches to the running back. Again, Bison gave up a couple yards there, no damage done.
Speeds with the carry there for the Huskies. Spot the 16, second and 7 for Aurora. 4:29 to go here in quarter number 1. Bison still up 6-0. And Twins to either side. Now they're going to trips. Empty backfield here for the Huskies. Shireman gets the snap, looks downfield, quick pass and a tipped, and incomplete. It just made his break there. That was number 4, Kleinschmidt, but boy, he had a zip on that, and he couldn't hold on to it. It went to the back of the end zone off of the ricochet, and it'll bring up a 3rd and 7 for the Huskies.
Well, and again, the really critical thing about that particular play, Mark, is that Oliver Corbett there just engaged the wide receiver at the line for just that kind of hand check push, which you're allowed to do.
Right.
And again, that threw the timing of that playoff, but boy, that was an absolute bullet there.
So big 3rd down here for the Bison defense. 3rd and 7. From their 16-yard line for the Aurora Huskies. Trips to the far, one to the near. Shireman gets a snap, looks downfield. Looking, takes off, he's going to try to run it. 15, 10, and hit, and dives down inside the 6 or 7 yard line. That'll move the chains for the Aurora Huskies. It'll be 1st and goal for Aurora.
Boy, again, he does have a long stride. I mean, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, and he's got 10 yards, 12 yards right there. So, again, Bison wrapping up well and tackling well once they get to the running back or the quarterback. But, again, boy, big critical play there for Aurora. But, you know, Mark, I'm not so sure other than being on their own side of the field. They're probably going to be 4-down team all the way on the Bison side of the field.
1st and goal from the 7 for Aurora. Twins to the far, 1 to the near. Shireman gets a snap. Handoff cuts to the outside at the 5 and bottled up right there. Bison defense doing a nice job upending him. And it'll be 2nd and goal for Aurora.
Yeah, Callan McCorkle on that tackle for sure. Also, I think it's Davey Hansen on there.
Yeah, and Terry as well.
Yep, Quentin Terry, that's right.
Yeah, just about a yard gain there for the Huskies. Stolpe there with that run.
Boy, they do use a number of running backs, Mark. They have, I think, at least 4 guys, different guys, have carried the ball so far.
And then you add Booker, and it's 5.
Exactly.
So here we go. Twins to the far, 1 to the near, 2nd and goal from the 6. Snap back and fake it. Sharma going to keep it bottled up, pushed down. Only got a couple to about the 4 or 5, and it'll be 3rd down and goal for Aurora.
Boy, Bison have really gotten tough inside that 10-yard line here. Just, again, compressed field obviously makes it a little bit easier to defend. But they are not blowing anybody off the line. They're good penetration by the Bison.
3rd and goal. They spot it right at the 5 for Aurora. So you got to think 2-down territory here for the Huskies. Bison stiffening up here defensively here on this drive. Receiver to either side. Shireman again in the shotgun. Snap back and going to fake it. Rolls to his right, looking downfield. Throws it and just going to throw it away incomplete. And it'll be third and goal from the five. Sharman yet to complete a pass, Bob. 0 for 6 from the field and an interception.
And again, any concerns about the Bison secondary right now? I don't think so. I mean, again, they've really covered well. Sharman has a couple of throws. He hasn't been as accurate as I'm sure he wanted to be. But, again, really nice. They're not getting fooled much, Mark. I mean, they're really hanging with the receivers, which is, again, just a nice sign. And if that front seven can shut down this run, things are going to be looking good for the Bison.
Another big fourth down here for the Bison defense. Fourth and goal at the five, and Coach Peterson going to take a timeout. Big call here for his offense. 2:27 to go in the first quarter. McCook 6 and Aurora nothing. Back after this break on 96.1 KICX.
If you're expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey, because every baby deserves the best start in life, and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
Back to Wyland Field here. McCook 6, Aurora nothing. On the M&B Bank scoreboard, 2:27 to go in the first quarter. A huge play here for both teams. Aurora has a fourth and goal from the 5-yard line of McCook. Coach Petrosky and his squad, as coaches getting their defense ready, they've been doing well here this series, especially these last three plays. Got to come up with one more stop here defensively.
Yeah, again, the number of plays Aurora's had inside the 10-yard line, Mark, is even, but Bison have defended it well. And, again, big play again. But regardless of what happens, of course, Aurora's going to have the Bison pinned deep if they don't make the fourth down. But, again, all we need is a couple of chances with that offense, we hope.
Twins to the near side, Sharman the shotgun. Fourth and goal from the 5. Sends a man in motion far side. Snap back, going to roll to his right. Looking downfield, going to try to go back to his left. Got a man wide open. Too hard. Incomplete. He had him, but too far on the pass. It falls to the turf, and the Bison defense comes up with another fourth down stop.
Wow, really fortunate there. Again, just didn't really even have to throw the ball quite that hard or deep. Again, player was just wide open. Just give him a chance to run under, but he really forced him to that back line of the end zone. So, again, Bison, another big break here. Gosh, we've got to flip this field, Mark. That's what we've got to do, is get a drive, at least get to midfield, get the ball out, and make Aurora go the length of the field.
Again, the only points coming early in the game on a pick six by Gabe Roberts from the 1-yard line. And the Bison trying to work their way out from the shadow of their own end zone here at the 5-yard line. First and 10 for the Bison. They've had one offensive series, had a 3-and-out. Snap back and fake it. And I think a broken play wrapped up there. Riley trying to fight forward, maybe gets a yard out of it. He kind of was faking or handed off to the left, and the running back went to the right. So just able to get a yard out of it. It'll be 2nd and 9 for the Bison.
Yeah, definitely miscommunication in the backfield there on that play. And, again, fortunate that there was no loss yardage on the play as well. But, again, Bison got two downs here. Certainly want to get at least a couple of first downs on this drive.
As the Bison come out here, Twins to the far side. Riley in the shotgun. That's the defense switching around here. Snap back, hand it off, and Campbell trying to find some room, wrapped up, hit, fights forward to about the 10, and push back, and they'll spot it at the 10. It'll be 3rd down and 5 for the Bison.
Yeah, boy, tough defense up the middle for Aurora there. Boy, did you see those arms going for that football, Mark? There was a lot of guys trying to get the first guy, again, hold him up. The other guys all coming in trying to snatch that football. So, again, Bison, big play here once again. Really need to get a first down.
3rd down and 5 from their own 10-yard line here from McCook. 1:10 to go in the first quarter, leading 6-0 over the Huskies. As Pullman goes out to the far side, Riley in the shotgun. Snap back, rolls to his left, looks downfield, pressured, and is going to take off and try to get the first down. 15, he's got it, and push out of bounds about the 20-yard line. And they'll say it's about the 18-yard line.
Coach Rutkowski asking for a little flag there on the push out of bounds. Not going to get that call, but again, good decision by Trent Riley there to go ahead and tuck it and run. A lot of room on that side of the field. So really important first down to get for McCook there with 52.8 seconds left.
And it'll spot it at the 18. It'll be first and 10, Bison. First down of the contest here for McCook's offense.
Yeah, Twins, give him a little room to operate here. Yeah. Try and bust one for Tristan Campbell.
Twins to the near side, Riley in the shotgun. Snap back and hand it off. Campbell at the middle. Got some room, 25, and about the 26-yard line. A great run, good blocking up the middle by the big guys up front. A six-yard pickup, almost seven for Campbell.
Yeah, again, boy, he is our answer to the multitude of running backs. Aurora is kind of he also has that kind of good moves there, is able to wait, able to accelerate quickly. And again, nice burst there for good. That's what you want. You want the chains working in your favor if you're the Bison.
Twins to the far side. Shotgun luck here for Riley. Down to 20 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Roberts in motion, snap back, and hand it off to Campbell at the middle. And cuts and breaks the tackle, 35-40, he's in the open. 45-50, 45-40, 35-30, 25, and knocked out of bounds there by Aurora's Juzik. Otherwise, he was off to the races for a touchdown, but a huge pickup for Tristan Campbell. What a cutback there for the young running back.
Yeah, again, just kind of slid up the middle there, and all of a sudden, you could just kind of see Bison had Aurora players engaged, and once he got to the outside, there was only one person that was going to be able to catch him, and that was Vendel Juzik for Aurora, so able to run him out there at the 25-yard line. But again, huge play for the Bison as we get ready to end this first quarter.
9 seconds on the clock. Spot the football at the 25 of Aurora. First and 10, Bison. After a nice 46-yard pickup there for Campbell. Riley looks over defense, snap back, and give to Campbell up the middle. Fights down to 20, maybe the 19-yard line. Nice 6-yard pickup, and that'll do it for the first quarter of play. One quarter in the books. The Bison up over the Aurora Huskies 6-0 on the M&B Bank scoreboard. We'll take a break, come back with a second quarter of action. You're listening to Bison Football on 96.1 KICX.
It's football time at Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook. Hungry football fans, listen up. Enjoy the College Saturday Special. Buy any large pizza and get a medium one-topping pizza for free. Indulge in all their unlimited salad bar for just $4. Craving wings, buy 6 or 8 and get a set free. And don't miss out on $3 tall draft beers. During game time, get the great deals, great food, and a great time. Only eligible for dine-in only. Your McCook Pizza Hut, where football and flavor collide on North Highway 83 in McCook.
No matter the outcome of the game, this high five is brought to you by York and Party Electric Heating and Cooling, your local York dealer in McCook. Total comfort in your home or business is always a touchdown. Whether it's blazing heat in the summer or bone-chilling cold in the winter, Party Electric offers your family or business the best electrical, heating, and cooling products and HVAC services. Party Electric Heating and Cooling, proud to be your local York dealer in McCook. Give them a call at 345-1660. Find them on Facebook.
Welcome back to Wyland Field, home of the Bison. Mark Searcy, Bob Gokey, Carl Riemann with you. As we start the second quarter of play, Bison have a second down and 5 from the Aurora Husky 19-yard line after their defense made a big stop on fourth down and goal and had a big run, a 46-yard pickup by Campbell. Got him out of the side of the field, and they're on the move, Bob, in the red zone now at the Husky 19.
And again, really like to see the explosive play there again after that great weekend in week one there. And again, maybe the Bison starting to do a few things different, trying to again take advantage of that experience on both sides of the football in the line.
As a referee talking to Coach Petrosky over there far sideline, and I think we're finally ready to begin plays. Switch sides of the field. Bison going right to left now. Riley has a man to either side. Snap back. Fakes a handoff and a little reverse. And over here, left side, 20, 15, 10. Schmidt at the 5 and pushed out of bounds. But a nice little reverse play there to Schmidt. And it's going to be first and goal for the Bison.
Boy, again, just set that up absolutely perfectly, Mark. And again, just a simple little pitch. Only one player that really could have done anything. And Trent Riley was able to get in his way. So, again, nice run for the Bison. Boy, would this be a huge turnaround. Go from their own 5
right
for a big to build this to whether it be 12, 13, or 14-point lead.
5 yards away from pay dirt here. First and goal, McCook. As Pullman splits out to the far side of the field, plenty of room to maneuver here for Riley if he wants to roll to the right. Campbell in the backfield with him. And it's going to be a snap back. Hand it off to Campbell at the middle. 4-3-2 dives. And I think that's going to be about where they spot it to 1.5 yard line. It'll be second and goal for the Bison.
Yeah, gosh, boy, not a lot of room there, Mark. We had a pretty good view of that. And again, he was able to slide through there and get positive yardage.
Great blocking in the interior by that Bison offensive line. Getting a hat on a hat and moving bodies out just enough for Campbell to make 3 yards there. Campbell, a 6-carry, 70 yards here tonight. As Riley brings him up the line of scrimmage. Three backs behind him in the backfield. Riley goes under center, handed off. Schmidt bottled up and pushed back, nowhere to go. Huskies read that beautifully. No gain on a play, and it'll be third down and goal from the 2 for the Bison.
Yeah, again, boy, impressive defensive stand by the Huskies right now, again, trying to clog up that middle. So, again, I think we'll see something, maybe a fake up the middle, maybe something out wide, Mark, to try and, again, get out there and just get on the edge or on the corner.
So a big play here on third down for the Bison. Third and goal from the 2. As they have Roberts and McCorkle there in front of Campbell in the backfield. Riley again goes under center. Snap back and handoff. He's hit immediately. Fight for it. He's in. Touchdown. Touchdown by the Tristan Campbell right up the gut. Broke a tackle and walked into the end zone. Touchdown, Bison.
Boy, that was nothing but pad level there. Tristan Campbell got lower than the defender trying to stop him and was able to move him back enough that Bison got him for the touchdown. Boy, oh boy, Mark, this is really, again, it's everything we kind of thought it would be. Kind of drama going both sides. Again, with that opening pick 6. I mean, it's been just a very, very interesting game so far.
Bison to go for the extra point kick. Ball is down. Cap's kick is on the way. And it is good. 13-0 after the Horizon Bank touchdown there by Campbell. Bison go 10 plays, 95 yards, and they lead 13-0 over the Royal Huskies with 10:31 to go in the first half of play. We'll take a break, come back with the kickoff right here on 96.1 KICX.
Dignity and respect. It's what you've earned, and it's how we serve. Stop by Carpenter Breland today to schedule your pre-need or monument appointment, and let us help you secure your family's future. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments, proudly serving Southwest Nebraska and Northwest Kansas.
If our award-winning lineup of vehicles wasn't enough, here's one more reason to choose Wagner Toyota. With every new purchase, you also get Toyota Care. For the first 2 years or 25,000 miles, we will cover oil changes, tire rotations, and multi-point inspections. Plus, 24-hour roadside assistance with lockout protection, flat tire changes, jump starts, towing, and more. Choose Wagner Toyota in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
You're gonna save, save, save when you buy a car from us today.
Back to Wyland Field as McCook leads over Aurora. 13-0. We have 10:31 to go in the first half of play after an impressive drive there for the Bison, going from their own 5 all the way to the end zone on a Tristan Campbell 2-yard touchdown run. Caps has it teed up for the Bison at the 40. Had a great end zone or a pooch kick over there early in the game, but taken there at the 10 to the 15, 20, and upended there at the 25, 26-yard line by the Bison special teams. And it'll be first and 10 for the Huskies.
Yeah, Alex Landry on that tackle for the Bison there, knifing through there. And again, Bison, big discipline there on special teams so far. Missed first extra point. But, again, 26-yard line, I think Joe Petrosky would take that every time to have it, but no worse than that. Let's put it that way.
And, again, Bob, I have a Shireman 0-for-7 through the air and 1 interception here in this game.
Never good to have more interceptions than completions.
Credit the Bison defense for those numbers. Twins to either side, and a give up the middle. Bottled up and taken down by the Bison defense.
Boy,
Corbett there.
Poke up there.
And poke up, yeah, right there. Boy, nowhere to go. Knocked back to the 25. A loss of 1. It'll be 2nd and 11 for the Huskies.
Well, I'm sure, Mark, there was some anxiety with the McCook players, too, for this game, not knowing what to expect totally. But, boy, their confidence has to be going right now. They've got to feel pretty good about things after stopping Aurora on a couple different drives, now able to get their offense going a little bit.
So a big second down and long here for the Huskies from their own 25. Twins to the near, 1 to the far. Shireman gets the snap, looks downfield. Looking, playing time in the pocket, rolls to his left. Finally pressured, going to take off and try to run with it and pick up 3 or 4 yards over there on the far sideline. And it will be 3rd down and about 8 for Aurora.
Well, I'll tell you, Mark, we had a great view of it right in front of us. The Bison defensive backs well within range of their defenders. Aurora does have a little bit of a height advantage with Wendell Jerzyk. He's a little bit taller than the Bison defensive backs, but I don't know, Shireman, I don't know if he's a little gun-shy. And again, can't have a lot of confidence so far, but gosh, just the umbrella defense there. Bison defenders really covering well.
There we go, another big third down. Third, and we'll call it about 9 from the 27 for Aurora. Twins to either side. Shireman in the shotgun. Man in motion, snap back. Shireman looks downfield. Pressured and wrapped up, throws it late, and it's caught. Oh, my, 35. Pushed out of bounds at the 40, about the 38. And that's where they will spot the football. And that'll be enough, I think, for a first down. So a fortunate break there for the Huskies.
Oh, wow. Is that, I mean, wasn't even intended for the receiver that got it, but the tackle forced the ball. As Shireman was going down, it just kind of took a little bit off the ball, and the player had time to run under it. But, again, good tackle by the Bison, knocking him out of bounds. But, boy, that, I mean, maybe things even out. But, boy, Mark, that was a tough break for the Bison there.
So move the chains, first and 10 from the 39 for the Huskies. Trailing here by a couple scores. Shireman sends a man in motion. Snap back and handoff at the middle. Got a couple blockers, 40, 45, 50, and down to about the 46-yard line. A big run there by Jensen for the Huskies. Now to move the chains again for this Aurora offense.
Yeah, again, just another one of those off the right tackle there. And, again, a blocker in front. So he's, again, not even getting touched for at least 5 yards there. And again, now Aurora back to kind of getting those chunks of yardage off that very, very fortunate. I mean, amazing that his first completion was a pass not even intended for the receiver that got it.
Spot at the Bison 48-yard line, first and 10 Huskies. Receiver split to either side against Shireman in the shotgun. Beautiful evening here for football. Snap back, and it's going to be Shireman. Keep it wrapped up, breaks a tackle, and still on his feet, but a nice sure-handed tackle there. I think by McCorkle finishes him off after a gain of 1 by Shireman.
Yeah, Oliver Corbett, boy, he's shaking his head right now. He had it wrapped up 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage, easy, and just kind of bounced off his kind of hip pad area, actually. Just, boy, as they say, boy, wrap up, and he's got him for a loss there.
So pick up a 1 down to the 47 for Aurora, second down and 9. Huskies taking their time in the huddle here, 8:15 to go in the half.
You know, it's almost been a little feast or famine for them, Mark. Yeah. Either they get a good chunk of yardage or it's just looking very discombobulated.
And the play clock running down, and they're forced to take their second timeout here of the half. 8:11 to go in the half. McCook up over Aurora, 13-0 on the M&B Bank scoreboard. We'll take a break, come back with more exciting action right here on 96.1 KICX.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP. Athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
Mark and Bob back with you here at Weiland Field. 8:11 to go in the first half. It is McCook up over Aurora, 13-0, as the Huskies use their second timeout of the half. All Bison have all 3 timeouts remaining if they would need them. As the Huskies march down the field just a little bit here, some chunk plays, a fortunate first completion for Shireman, and big third down play, and move the chains, and they're on the move. Bison trying to get a stop here.
Yeah, again, I don't think that's a timeout Coach Peterson wanted to use.
No.
I think there was some miscommunication there.
I agree with you. Look at this formation. 4 receivers, now 1 coming here, near side. Twins to the near side now. Nobody in the backfield. Shireman gets a snap, looks downfield, rolls to his right, pressure, gets away from pressure, and nowhere to go. Runs out of bounds, maybe a yard, and that's it. Great coverage downfield by the Bison secondary, nowhere to go. And Shireman. Knocked out by McCorkle. That's actually going to lose a yard. It'll be 3rd and long for Aurora.
Yeah, and again, Andrew Polk up there playing good defensive end, forced Shireman out even wider for McCorkle to get that tackle. And again, yeah, there's just not, again, the 1 completion was just kind of a fluky thing. And again, Bison defensive backs doing a super job.
It's a big 3rd down. We'll call it 3rd and 11 from the Bison 49-yard line. Trips in there, 1 to the far. Snap back, Shireman. Trying to run a little screen, and it's intercepted! Intercepted by the Bison, taken to the 47-yard line.
Quentin Terry.
Quentin Terry, the big man. It went right to him. He read it beautifully. It was right there, right in his hands, and he picks it off for the second interception of Shireman here tonight by the Bison defense.
Mark, we have to write this down. We have to ask Coach Petroski after the game if that's a plan. Because Quentin Terry started to rush and then actually fell back into. He knew it was coming. He knew the play was coming. And again, Shireman just, it was automatic. He just turned and threw the ball. Didn't even see big old number 68 right there. And again, great hands by Quentin Terry. And boy, obviously super anticipation. But he knew the play was coming, just the way he acted the whole time.
Great study and great scouting there by the Bison coaches preparing this Bison defense. Snapback Riley winds up, going to throw a deep one-on-one to Pullman. On the way, incomplete. Good coverage over there by the Husky defense, and it'll be second down and 10.
Boy, an impressive throw by Trent Riley, too. Boy, that was an absolute perfect spiral. And again, the only play, defender could not get that ball. The only player had a chance was the offense. And he got to like Coach Petroski. After the turnover, go for the throw right off the bat.
Yeah, that's what good coaches do, and just couldn't quite connect on it. So that brings up second and 10 from the 46 for Aurora. As the Bison shift guys around here. I'm going to come here to the near side. Riley again in the shotgun. Got a man in motion. Robert's going to get set over there. Snap back and give it to Campbell trying to cut up field. 45-40 and 35. One man to beat and wrapped up over there about the 32-yard line. Great blocking and great running by Campbell down to the Husky 32-yard line.
Yeah, Cannon Allen with the tack, got a touchdown-saving tackle for Aurora there. And again, very similar play to one of the plays that Aurora has used to get their chunks of yardage, kind of that slide off the right tackle. Yep. And in that case, you called it, Mark. There was one blocker out there, one Aurora defender, and Campbell, again, just gobbled up yardage.
Down to the 32-yard line is where they spot it. First and 10, Bison. 7:38 to go here in the first half. Bison trying to get another big score here before the end of the half.
I mean, I don't know if eyebrows were raised on McCook's first game against Beatrice, but a score getting where it's potentially going would raise a few eyebrows here.
And off again to Campbell at the middle. Hit. Bounces out to the outside. Can he get some room? 25 and knocked out of bounds. Going to pick up 7 or 8, almost 9 yards. It was bottled up in the middle, and wisely just bounced it to the outside and picks up 9 yards on the carry for Tristan Campbell.
Yeah, nobody's able to get a clean shot at him, Mark, and that's the thing. He's patient enough, and again, that pad level is low where he's able just to kind of all of a sudden disappear behind those linemen and then bounce it outside. And again, lack of containment by the Huskies on that one.
So second and short here from the 24 of Aurora. Second long one here for McCook. Twins to the near, one to the far. Riley in the shotgun. Snap back and going to give it the middle. Again to Campbell. Cuts to the outside, down inside the 20 to the 19. And now to move the chains for another Bison first down.
Yeah, again, really nice call there by the Bison to go up the middle rather than try anything wide there. And again, give Campbell a chance to get that first down.
And, Bob, I have Campbell with 10 carries, 102 yards, and that one touchdown.
Wow. Again, that's just really an impressive performance last week and, again, doing it again this week.
First and 10, McCook at the Aurora 19-yard line again in the red zone with 6:50 to go here in the first half. Receiver split to either side, got a man in motion. And a snap back and going to hand it off again to Campbell. Cuts up the middle. Look out. 15-10. 5. He's in. Touchdown, McCook Bison. Campbell right up the middle. Great blocking. And takes it in untouched. Bison up 19-0 over the Aurora Huskies.
Boy, that was all about, again, excellent blocking. Of course, Mark up the middle. But what a great cutback by Tristan Campbell there. And, again, literally untouched all the way into the end zone.
6 plays, 46 yards. Cap it off with a Campbell 19-yard run for the Horizon Bank touchdown. And McCook again leads 19-0 over Aurora. Caps out for the extra point kick. Ball is down. Kick is up. And it is good. Late call there, but it's good. 20-0. McCook leads over Aurora on the M&B Bank scoreboard to 6:38 to go in the second quarter of play. We'll take a timeout, come back with kickoff right here on 96.1 KICX.
Refreshing news. Vols Plumbing and Heating, your Carrier dealer in McCook, can keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. They can. Carrier's Infinity Series Central Air Conditioner with Green Speed Intelligence offers refined cooling, steady comfort, energy efficiency, and exceedingly quiet, cool performance. And each passes a legendary Carrier
100% run testing for quality and reliability.
Learn more about Carrier Air Conditioning at Vols Plumbing and Heating, 1005 East C Street in McCook, keeping you chilled this summer.
Back to Wyland Field as the Bison offense comes up with a big drive after an interception by Terry. Set him up at the 46 of Aurora. Six plays later, Campbell takes it in for 19 yards out. Extra point by Caps makes it 20-0. McCook on top, Bob. 6:38 to go in the half. They are in control of this game so far.
Yeah.
Just making plays left and right, defensively, special teams, and offensively opening up some holes. And Campbell running hard, over 100 yards already here in the half.
What more can he ask for? Again, you'd like to see the defense maybe shut down things a little bit more, but there's still a zero on the scoreboard. And again, just a great first half for McCook.
Caps with a deep kick, taken at the 5 this time. Return to the 10, 15, 20. And wrapped up there about the 24, 25-yard line. And it'll be first and 10 for the Huskies.
I know that song.
With 6:31 left to go here in the first half of play. Again, they've held Shireman in check. He's had 2 interceptions, only 1 completion. It was that fluke pass, their last possession. Otherwise, nowhere to pass it for Shireman. Give a lot of credit to the secondary for McCook.
Well, and again, 6:31 to go in the first half. And, you know, Aurora's not going to panic at this point. Again, they're thinking, we get a touchdown before the first half, then we can kind of settle things down. But, boy, big stand for the Bison defense here.
Hand off to the back over there. Left side, Spies dives forward for 4 or 5 yards. Stretches out to the 30. And it'll be 2nd and 6 for Aurora.
Yeah, Callum McCorkle with the tackle there. And, again, just got him right around the ankles. But, again, still an open, kind of a nice first down run for the Huskies. Keep that clock running, though.
Yep, that's right. Spot it right at the 30-yard line of Aurora. 2nd and 6 for the Huskies. As the Bison defense gets set here. Twins to the far, 1 to the near.
Instead of feeling the first breeze of the night.
Yeah, it's been kind of no wind at all. Give up the middle, hit immediately. Nowhere to go. Nice job by the Bison interior defense. And it will be 3rd down and long for the Huskies.
Well, it's interesting, too. It's an east wind. So, actually, yeah. Aurora is going to the wind that has come up all of a sudden here in the last 5.5 minutes of the first half.
So, another big 3rd down for this Bison defense. We're at the 30-yard line. 3rd down and 6. Almost 7 yards. Trips to the near and twins to the far. Empty backfield here for the Huskies. Shireman. Sends a man in motion, snap back, looks downfield. Bison bringing a little pressure, hit, but he takes off, and it's wrapped up and taken down, sacked for a 2-yard loss. And is that Mr. McCorkle again? Or let's see, trying to give credit here.
Yeah.
No, 64. The Garcia with that tackle. Nice
job
there.
Frankly, Mark, it was one of the linemen went by, kind of took a swipe at Shireman. I thought that ball was going to come loose for a second. So, again, just great pressure by the Bison. And, again, we're just rinse and repeat, Mark. Great coverage by the Bison defensive backs.
And because of the 3 and out, Bob, plenty of time for the Bison run. 4:40 to go here in the half.
Yeah.
They should get good field position here.
Any kind of points would be just devastating to Aurora right now.
And that was confusion here. And a late guy coming out of the field. That's going to be offsides on Aurora.
Well, let's run it back.
Yeah.
Pick it up and go.
And picked up there by McCook.
That's Campbell's got it.
Yep. And trying to cut upfield. Didn't get much. And another flag down there on the return. So, boy, special teams problems continue for Aurora. First, they didn't handle the kickoff, opening kickoff, and then now couldn't get punter on the field.
Gavin Logue, late coming on the field.
Offsetting penalties, they called a face mask or holding on
McCook.
McCook, and then, of course, the offsides on the late guy coming out. So offsetting penalties will redo the down. 4th down and 9 for the Huskies back at their 29-yard line.
Well, again, Bison defense has to be very careful here. No gadget plays, nothing tricky coming up here to try and give Aurora any momentum.
As Campbell again back deep to receive for McCook, standing at his own 35-yard line.
Yeah, solo back.
Snap back, and a punt over here.
Flags down.
Yeah, I think there was some movement, and takes a Husky bounce to the Bison about 34, 35-yard line. And I think it's going to be a legal procedure, shift on Aurora.
Again, I'm sure re-kick for the Huskies coming up. But again, interesting, the Bison, only Tristan Campbell is back. Bison, I think we're very aware that there might be looking for some kind of trick play from Aurora. So again, playing a very...
Not going to take the penalty, so
they want
the football at the 34-yard line.
Interesting decision. Nothing wrong with that.
So 4:01 remaining here in the first half. We'll cook up 20-0 over the Aurora Huskies. So plenty of time here, and all three timeouts, Bob, left for the Bison, rather.
That's question number two for Coach why take the penalty or why not take the penalty?
We'll take it at the 34. Here we go. First and 10, Bison. Looking to get another scoring drive here before the end of the half. Riley has a receiver to either side. Roberts goes in motion here near side. Snap back, and it'll be a give. Campbell right side, cuts the outside. Got a little room. 40, 45, 50, 45, push, 40, 35, and knocked out of bounds about the 30-yard line. 36-yard pickup for Tristan Campbell, and it's another Bison first down in Husky territory.
Wait, nothing tricky, Mark, just that off-tackle right on the right side of the Bison offense. And again, once he beat the one defender that could get him, it was open field for a good 25 yards. So, again, Bison, boy, looking to add on to this. Boy, again, touchdown would just be it's a dagger for Aurora at this point.
Campbell, 12 carries, 157 yards, and a touchdown here in the first half already for McCook's offense. Twins to the near side for Riley. Spot the football at the Aurora 32-yard line. Roberts is right up near the center and going to hand it off. And a flag flies and a couple 3 yards up the middle there for the Bison. And it's going to be a flag. And let's see what the indication is. Referee's talking on their mics.
It's one of the line judges that threw the flag, so illegal procedure.
Yep. So illegal procedure on the Bison, their third penalty of the night. For 25 yards. Back him up five. Spot at the 37 of Aurora. First and 15 for McCook. Still 3:47 to go here in the half. As Aurora sends in some beef there in the lineman. Big number 77. That is Jerick Rogers. 315-pound lineman.
Sophomore only.
Yeah. Bison Twins to either side. Riley gets the snap, faked handoff, stands up in the pocket, throws a deep far sideline, a little bit too high or too far ahead of the intended receiver, incomplete, and it'll bring up a second down and long here for the Bison.
That's his chair.
Riley's still looking for his first completion after four incompletions.
Yeah, that one just a little bit, need a little more loft on that one, Mark. Yep. Let them run under it some. But, again, Bison taking their shots downfield.
Yep, not afraid to do that. They got the weapons to do it here this season. Second and 15 from the 37 of Aurora. Receiver split to either side. Riley gets the snap and handoff to Campbell over the right side. Cuts out field. Ball breaks the tackle. Look out. 25, 20, 15. It's spun down over there at the 15-yard line. Tristan Campbell somehow breaking tackles and getting a huge gain. It's a Bison first down.
I mean, he was sandwiched between two Aurora Huskies. Actually just split them and kept going. Boy, you got to love those wrestlers, Mark.
Oh,
they are one tough customer. And, again, Tristan Campbell just absolutely putting the old Bison offense on his back here.
He's got that low center of gravity. You just can't get a good shot on him. I think you mentioned that earlier. And he is just tough to bring down. And he is bringing it here tonight. First and 10, Bison at the Aurora 18-yard line.
Boy, and Bison offensive linemen, boy, kudos to them.
Yes. Snap back and hand it off again at the middle. Inside the 15 to about the 14 or 13-yard line. Campbell, another nice 4 or 5-yard pickup.
Yeah, again, keep that clock running as well.
Yeah, move this clock down under 3 minutes. And, boy, you punch it in. Don't leave them much time. Coach Petrosky and his staff's got to be pleased here with this first half.
This is just, again, for all the anticipation, this is really, really going to be a boost. And like you said, and not to talk about next week, the road doesn't get any easier with Waverly. But, boy, the Bison would sure like to wrap this up.
Second down and 6. Snap back and handoff again. Campbell looks for some room. Fights forward. Inside the 10 to the 9, maybe the 8-yard line. And I think that should be enough for a Bison first down. Move the chains. It'll be first and goal, McCook.
Yeah, again. Now, that time a little bit more inside the right tackle on that particular run, trying the little cutback. But, again, he's really not getting touched at the point of attack, Mark. He's always 2 or 3 yards downfield before they even get a hand on him.
Excuse me, just a little short of the first down, so 3rd and about 1. If I watch our fine chain gang over here, I would know that. So third to short one here for the Bison. We'll call it the 8-yard line. Got a power backfield there. Snap back and hand it off. Campbell upended, dives, and should have enough. Down to about the 7, and that'll make it now first and goal for McCook.
Yeah, Carson Allen came diving in trying to stop him there, but again, didn't need much yardage. And again, boy, just a textbook drive here. You know, Mark, again, clock running, minute 52. Aurora really just can't do much about it. Wouldn't hurt to see the Bison take a couple plays to get in.
Yeah. This drive started back at the 34-yard line after they did not take the penalty to return. So,
great decision, Coach. Yeah. Great decision. That's all we're going to say.
That's why he's a coach and I'm up here in the booth.
That's right. Trying to describe things exactly.
First and goal from the 7 for the Bison. Riley gets a snap. A little toss pitch. Trying to get to the outside. Cuts at the middle. Inside the 5 to the 3. That was Schmidt with that carry.
Yes.
Yeah. And didn't quite get in. But it gets a little closer. It'll be second and goal, spotted at the 3 of Aurora.
Yeah, again, nice blocking on that right side. Just the pitch couldn't have been more than about 3 feet.
Yeah.
You know, Mark, but again, just was able to get through there and, again, get closer.
Look at that clock run, Bob. We're down to under a minute.
It's just, I think Aurora's just going to end up, no matter what happens here, they'll probably just sit on the ball for the last minute.
Power look here with twin backs in front of Schmidt. Riley under center, hands it off to Schmidt. Up the middle, wrapped up, fights forward. He's in. Touchdown, McCook Bison. Ethan Schmidt from 3 yards out.
Wow,
what a drive, Bob.
Yeah, again, just, offensive line just has to be feeling awful good at this point. And, again, you know, Aurora had some problems in the fourth quarter with Pierce. And, again, there's still 2 quarters to go here, so, again, just a complete first half for McCook.
Unbelievable. 7 plays, 66 yards, and the Schmidt 3-yard run for the Horizon Bank touchdown for the Bison. Extra point kick, and it is good. Caps with it, knocks it through. 27-0. McCook leads over Aurora on the M&B Bank scoreboard with 47.6 seconds to go in that first half. Take a timeout, come back with a kickoff. You're listening to Bison Football on 96.1 KICX.
A little hot under the collar? Well, under your roof, Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard want to keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. Call Veteran HVAC 737-5292 and ask about the great deals on new American Standard AC units. Or maybe your current system needs a little work? Call Veteran HVAC and ask about service calls and service plans. Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard, helping you keep your cool. Call today 737-5292 or visit veteranhvac.com.
Back to Wyland Field as the Bison get another touchdown on the scoreboard. Ethan Schmidt takes it in from 3 yards out. 7 plays, 66 yards for the touchdown. Extra point kick by Caps makes it 27-0. And I got to give it a shout out. I'm going to use this word, Kyle. The Hog Mollies up front making some room for Schmidt and Campbell, moving the guys down the field. And what an impressive drive, 27-0. A great first half here for McCook.
Well, and again, nice to see Ethan Schmidt come in, too, for McCook there. Kristen Campbell, he might have a reason to be tired.
Yeah.
Mark. He just might have a reason to be tired after this first half.
16 carries for Campbell, 185 yards, and a touchdown for the junior running back for the Bison. Kickoff goes deep over there in the far corner, taken at the 5 to the 10, 15, wrapped up and taken down at the 19-yard line. Trying to see who that was over there. I think that was
diving tackle.
Trip Riley, I think number 7, able to upend him.
Yeah, just took his ankles right off the ground.
So 43 seconds to go here in the half for the Huskies. Spotted at the 19-yard line for the Huskies.
Well, we'll see again how gambling-minded Aurora wants to be here with this situation. Bison defensive backs, I'm sure, will be certainly flooding the deep secondary, so to speak. Aurora just liable to hand it off, maybe try and just get in there, get organized for the second half.
Sharman has twins to either side, man in motion, and rolls to his right. A little down and out over here, and incomplete, short on the throw. And it'll bring up a 2nd and 10 for a Huskies.
Boy, Mark, and that was woefully short, too. So, again, not sure if the receiver, if Carson Allen ran the route a little too deep. But, that throw was never had a chance of being complete.
So, 2nd and 10 here for the Bison. For the Huskies. Wish the Bison still had it. But maybe we'll get it back with 38 seconds to go.
Two more incompletes. They'll have 30 seconds left.
Scheimer gets a snap. A little quick pass in the flat, complete. Breaks a tackle, 25-30. And spins around and finally brought down. He loses ground back to the, they're going to give him forward progress to the 31, I think. And that'll be a first and 10 for the Huskies.
Yeah, again, keep just, you know, again, short gains are not a problem.
Just Shireman's second completion of the night, Bob, for 22 yards. And that first one was that fluke play. Shireman and a flag fly. I think they were offsides. They rolled to his left. Pressured. Quick pass complete at the 50. 45 and knocked out of bounds there. That was Allen with the reception. But I sure think this penalty's on Aurora, but we will see for sure. And it is false start on the Huskies. Third penalty of the night for 20 yards for Aurora.
Yeah, that may take away any really offensive threat other than a Hail Mary at this point with 14 seconds left. I mean, and they were going to have the ball about the Cook 40.
That could have been a big play there, but all for nothing as the false start moves it back to the 26-yard line where it's first and 15 for Aurora. 14 seconds remaining here in the half. As the Huskies send trips to the near, one to the far. Shireman in the shotgun. Gets a snap, rolls to his right, looking downfield, and throws it over here, and it's complete. The 40 tripped up.
Keep taking bounds.
At the 45, stop the clock for the chains. About a 15-yard pickup for Smith.
Yeah, only 6.5 seconds left. Aurora does burn, apparently, a timeout.
Yep, they are going to use their last timeout. Takes this opportunity to say a big thank you to our great Bison football sponsors here tonight. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home, Community Hospital McCook, TNS Hardware, Decatur Health, Devaney Motors, Horizon Bank, Hot Tub Brokers, McCook Clinic, M&B Bank, Party Electric, Pizza at a McCook, Runza, Southwest Nebraska Physical Therapy, Tobias Dental, Veteran Heating and Air Conditioning, Volts Plumbing and Heating, and Wagner Ford, Wagner Chevy. So out of the timeout, it'll be first and 10 Aurora at their own 45-yard line, just 6.5 seconds remaining here in the half. Bison defense, Bob, just one more stop, and this half will be over, and they'll head to the locker room with that big lead, 27-0 over Aurora.
Yeah, again, I just really, really impressed with what I've seen so far. And Bison just, they came out firing right from the get-go. I mean, unbelievable. 8 seconds.
Yes.
8 seconds went off the clock. Bison touchdown there with the intercepted pass at the one-yard line.
So here we go. Of course, the half cannot end on a defensive penalty here in football. Trips to the far, one to near. Snap back, Shireman looks downfield. Pressured, rolls to his right. It's going to wind up, throw it deep. Down the near sideline. Going deep. It's up and intercepted. Did he stay in bounds? And
yep, he did.
It is. Picked off. Is that Pullman or? Or is that Riley?
I said Ty Junker.
Ty Junker with his third interception of the season and Shireman's third interception in the half. And that does it for the first half. 27-0. McCook heads the locker room, leading over the Aurora Huskies here tonight in this highly anticipated matchup. But, Bob, it's been all Bison here tonight.
Yeah, no, again, just an amazing first. I don't know if you could have anticipated this if you were a Bison fan or player, but you certainly have to be pleased with the results. But, again, this is where a head coach really has to set the stage mark for the second half. Everybody's got to take a breath and say, great, that's over.
Right.
You know, yes, we're in control. This is a game that we certainly look like we should handle. But, again, there's still, as they say, 24 minutes to play to go. And Aurora, and big play potential, we know that. But that can't be a real happy Husky group going into the locker room right now.
Again, McCook leads out the half over Aurora, 27-0 on the M&B Bank scoreboard. Take a break. Come back to our halftime show. You're listening to Bison Football on 96.1 KICX and our 96.1 YouTube channel.
Hi, this is Danny with Tobias Dental Care. Have you been told that you need a root canal or an extraction and that you'll have to go out of town to have it done? Dr. Tobias has been doing these procedures for over 25 years, and he may be able to save you from the inconvenience of having to travel out of town. Call us today at 345-1510 or stop by and make an appointment at 411 West 5th Street in McCook. And remember, at Tobias Dental Care, we make it easy for you to smile.
Ever feel like you're playing bumper cars on the lot, trying to find the perfect ride? At Devaney Motors, it's a smooth drive to your dream machine. Whether you're eyeing a rugged new Ram, a journey-ready Jeep, or the buzz-worthy new Hornet, we've got the keys to your next adventure. Devaney's got it. Get your drive on. Cruise east on B Street in McCook or navigate to DevaneyChryslerJeepDodge.com. Devaney Motors, where the journey begins.
drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
Brandon is super pumped about Runza.
Runza is so sweet.
Especially all their desserts.
Oh, those are the sweetest.
Chocolate, vanilla, and twist ice cream cones, 4 flavors of shakes, chocolate chip cookies, and ice cream sandwiches.
Literally sweet.
Aw, I love your enthusiasm.
Well, I love Runza.
So sweet of you. Come satisfy your sweet tooth. Because Runza makes it all better.
Stop by Runza, North Highway 83 in McCook. You have projects around the yard that need to get done. But if only you had the equipment to do it. Head to D&S Hardware in McCook and rent the equipment. Rototillers, edgers, jackhammers, you name it, D&S has the equipment. And the rental price is very affordable. Get those projects done this weekend. Head to D&S Hardware. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 3. D&S Hardware on the corner of West 8th and C, McCook.
In their never-ending quest to bring you the best health care possible, Decatur Health in Oberlin is pleased to announce the addition of Taylor Niermeyer, physician's assistant to our medical care provider staff. Taylor is a product of Gove County, Kansas, so she understands and has a real passion for rural health care, making her a perfect fit with the team at Decatur Health. Swing on by Decatur Health and meet Taylor. I know you'll be pleased with her passion for people. Decatur Health in Oberlin, where compassion and healing come together with providers like Taylor Niermeyer. More info online at DecaturHealth.org.
Horizon Bank has a wide selection of products to help fill all of your financial needs. They have an array of fee-free checking and savings accounts. Or maybe you need a loan. Horizon Bank has you covered with their mortgage, vehicle, personal, refinance, and commercial loans at competitive rates. Visit them today at 312 West 1st Street or online at horizonbankne.com and learn more about all of their great financial services. Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
If you're expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey because every baby deserves the best start in life and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
Football time at Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook. Hungry football fans, listen up. Enjoy the College Saturday Special. Buy any large pizza and get a medium one-topping pizza for free. Indulge in all their unlimited salad bar for just $4. Craving wings, buy 6 or 8 and get a set free. And don't miss out on $3 tall draft beers. During game time, get the great deals, great food, and a great time. Only eligible for dine-in only. Your McCook Pizza Hut, where football and flavor collide on North Highway 83 in McCook.
No matter the outcome of the game, this high five is brought to you by York and Party Electric Heating and Cooling, your local York dealer in McCook. Total comfort in your home or business is always a touchdown. Whether it's blazing heat in the summer or bone-chilling cold in the winter, Party Electric offers your family or business the best electrical, heating, and cooling products and HVAC services. Party Electric Heating and Cooling, proud to be your local York dealer in McCook. Give them a call at 345-1660. Find them on Facebook.
Welcome back to our halftime show here on 96.1 KICX, online at highplainsradio.net, our 96.1 YouTube channel, and our 96.1 app. As the Bison in control here over the Aurora Huskies at halftime, 27-0. McCook with the lead here in this one. Let's take a look at the scoring and the stats tonight, brought to you by McCook Clinic. McCook got things off early. They had a great angle kick over here in the corner of by the end zone. McCook, Aurora down to inside the one. Very next play, Gabe Roberts picks off the pass, takes it in the end zone for a touchdown. Extra point was no good. 6-0 McCook on top. Later in the first half, Campbell capped off a 10-play, 95-yard drive. The Bison just marched down the field. 2-yard run, extra point kick by Caps made it 13-0. Into the second quarter, Campbell with the 19-yard run, capping a 6-play, 46-yard drive. Extra point kick made it 20-0 Bison. Then late in the first half, the Bison had an impressive drive. 7 plays, 66 yards. Schmidt taking in from 3 yards out. Extra point kick made it 27-0. And then last play of the half, Ty Junker picked off Shireman for the third time tonight. Quentin Terry also had a nice pick on a screen play at about the 45-yard line. So Shireman with 3 interceptions, and the Bison head to the locker room up 27-0. Take a look at the stats here for both teams. Again, very unofficially, I have Aurora Huskies with 112 yards on the ground, 37 through the air. Shireman, 9 carries for 53 yards. Spies with 4 carries for 9 yards. Stolpe with 1 carry for 1. Allen with 2 carries for 19. Jensen with 5 carries for 30 yards. Shireman really bottled up through the air. Great coverage by the secondary downfield. Shireman, Booker, 3 of 10 for 37 yards and 3 interceptions. Parker Smith with a couple grabs for 26 yards. Jensen with 1 catch for 11. And again, the 3 turnovers by Aurora, and also 3 penalties for 20 yards in the first half of play. For the Bison, doing it on the ground here tonight, 214 yards for McCook on the ground. Trenton yet to complete a pass, 0 for 4 through the air. Trenton Riley with 2 carries for 9 yards. Tristan Campbell getting it done on the ground that first half, 16 carries, 185 yards, and a touchdown. Ethan Schmidt, 4 carries for 26 yards and a touchdown for the Bison in the first half. McCook had 3 penalties for 25 yards and no turnovers. And again, head to the locker room up 27-0 over the Aurora Huskies. And Bob, what an impressive first half. We talked about all facets of the game. They've been dialed in. They've been executing. And they are up with a nice lead here at half over Aurora, 27-0.
Yeah, it's just really been an amazing first half. And again, I think everybody was kind of holding their breath after that first week, wondering, gosh, are we really potentially good? Are we, you know, I mean, because again, Beatrice is still Beatrice. I mean, it's, you know, it's certainly not, you know, a bunch of, you know, scrubs or anything like that. But again, came out right from the get-go. I mean, you know, Mark, it's just funny. If you ever look at one play, eight seconds in, I mean, if Aurora had that playback, if they just ran up the middle a couple of times, maybe got a first down or two, I mean, this game would probably be totally different. But right off the bat,
it set the tone kind of for that half.
It just did. It was the instant shot of adrenaline there that it's like, now you're going to be playing from behind no matter what happens. And then, you know, Bison, the first possession or two, didn't have great field position because, of course, their defense did such a nice job on holding Aurora inside the 10-yard line. But, boy, once they got things going, Tristan Campbell was finding room. Offensive line was making big holes. Again, runners not getting touched for 5 and 8 yards, Mark, before Aurora even had a shot to bring him down. So, again, you know, I don't know what you say for Coach Peterson to the guys other than we're going to try and win this half. I mean, just if nothing else, you've got to try and do something like that to give yourself a little encouragement. And, again, they've got weapons. We know that. We've seen some of the runs. Shireman, well, I mean, he can't really throw the ball much worse than he did in the first half, Mark. I mean, he's a quality player. And, again, so you know that he's going to want to make amends here in the second half. But, gosh, so far, this is just, you know, really, really set up. This has been a dream game for McCook. It doesn't look like there's been any problems with anybody getting hurt in the first half, you know, that type of thing. But giving up a couple of, you know, 5 to 15-yard runs. But other than that, boy, the defensive back and the coverage on the passing game has been outstanding.
It has indeed. Again, McCook leads at the break 27-0. Thank you, Rich, sending me some scores here. Let's pass those along. Let's see, Class B,
What's he giving us, Texas scores? Is this Dallas high school football?
Everything's bigger in Texas, right, especially in high school football.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm just kidding you, Rich. Elkhorn North leading over York 28-0. Gretna and Norris 35-0. Gretna with the lead on that one.
Yikes.
Seward over Waverly, that's the Bison's next opponent, 21-7. Seward leads on that one. Also, Lincoln Pius over Blair, 21-13. Lexington and Platteview tied at 14 after one half of play. Beatrice and Crete. Beatrice up by 1-7-6 in that contest. Okay. This will be a good one. Hastings and Northwest 14-7 in that contest at halftime. So in some interesting Class B scores. I got some other eight-man scores from a guy who's giving me Hitchcock County down the road, taking on Maxwell up 32-0 at halftime.
Wow.
In that matchup. And I got some other ones here. Let me get back here, Rich. Let's see. Cambridge defeats Franklin. I guess that's a final. 32-12 in that contest. And Southwest over Harvard after one quarter, 21-0 in a six-man game. And South Loop over Highline, 34-15. In that matchup, Stan with a big lead over Wausau Osmond, 50-0. Speaking of all the scores and everything, we've got Coach's Coffee Club tomorrow morning from Embers Bakery. You got to remember that.
That's right.
As Sam and I will be down there, have a lot of coaches down there to talk about what's going on this past week. And after Labor Day, everything kicking up again with all the sports, volleyball, softball, tennis, football, of course, volleyball. And we'll have it for you again tomorrow morning, live and direct from Embers Bakery at 8 a.m. right here on KICX.
Lady Bison volleyball is off for the weekend.
Yes,
Lady Bison softball, though, is hosting, I believe. Isn't this their weekend?
Oh, shoot. I forgot to check on that.
Yeah, I'm pretty
I
sure
think it is. Yeah.
This is their weekend hosting.
Got a big win the other night against Standing Bear down in Hastings. So.
Yep, exactly. And, again, that, I think usually seems like championship action. Gosh, I want to say, that 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock hour in the afternoon. I'm sure a couple of teams from out west coming down. Haven't seen the exact roster of teams. But, again, Lady Bison softball there. This is their big, they don't have a lot of home games after this tournament, if hardly any. So, again, good chance to see them.
Bison Tennis doing a great job this year. I know they're hosting today. It's a couple teams, so I'm sure we'll hear from Coach Weimers tomorrow at Coach's Coffee Club. So again, a great start to the Bison for the Bison here in this first half, up 27-0 over Aurora here at halftime. We'll take another break, come back, and get you ready for the start of the second half of play. You're listening to Bison Football at 96.1 KICX.
In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Justin Easter with MNB Bank. With deep agricultural roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at our McCook location and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 345-4240. MNB Bank, there is a difference. Member FDIC. MNB.
Serving every family as our own. In your time of need, why turn to a business when you can lean on a family? As a family-owned funeral home, we offer a level of dignity and compassion you won't find elsewhere. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments, proudly serving Southwest Nebraska and Northwest Kansas.
If our award-winning lineup of vehicles wasn't enough, here's one more reason to choose Wagner Toyota. With every new purchase, you also get Toyota Care. For the first 2 years or 25,000 miles, we will cover oil changes, tire rotations, and multi-point inspections. Plus, 24-hour roadside assistance with lockout protection, flat tire changes, jump starts, towing, and more. Choose Wagner Toyota in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
You're gonna save when you buy a car from us today.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
Refreshing news! Vols Plumbing and Heating, your Carrier dealer in McCook, can keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. They can! Carrier's Infinity Series Central Air Conditioner with Green Speed Intelligence offers refined cooling, steady comfort, energy efficiency, and exceedingly quiet, cool performance. And each passes a legendary Carrier 100% run testing for quality and reliability. Learn more about Carrier Air Conditioning at Vols Plumbing and Heating, 1005 East C Street in McCook, keeping you chilled this summer.
Getting a little hot under the collar? Well, under your roof, Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard want to keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. Call Veteran HVAC 737-5292 and ask about the great deals on new American Standard AC units. Or maybe your current system needs a little work? Call Veteran HVAC and ask about service calls and service plans. Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard, helping you keep your cool. Call today 737-5292 or visit veteranhvac.com.
Hi, this is Danny with Tobias Dental Care. Have you been told that you need a root canal or an extraction and that you'll have to go out of town to have it done? Dr. Tobias has been doing these procedures for over 25 years, and he may be able to save you from the inconvenience of having to travel out of town. Call us today at 345-1510 or stop by and make an appointment at 411 West 5th Street in McCook. And remember, at Tobias Dental Care, we make it easy for you to smile.
Mark Searcy, Bob Gokey, Carl Raymond back with you here at Wyland Field in McCook as the Bison with a big lead here at the half over Aurora 27-0. And Bob, I've seen and heard all these great games between McCook and Aurora over the years, and I'm just still shocked that McCook, just textbook everything that Coach Petrosky and his staff, I'm sure, prepared for, has gone their way. They've got some turnovers, some special teams play. It has been all Bison this half. They're up 27-0 as we get ready to start the third quarter.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, again, I think you're going to see a heavy dose of run McCook here in the second half here, just burning some clock. But, yeah, I don't know. Maybe, you know, there are times when things happen and even coaches have a hard time. But to me, this looks like an absolute, really fantastic job of preparation by Coach Petrosky and the staff. The defensive players just, they've basically read those two of the three interceptions, yeah, the other a Hail Mary. But, again, it's really just been a total team effort. I mean, let's give up front, guys. Andrew Polkup, Gabe Roberts, Simon Garcia, Quentin Terry, Trey Tiller, Davian Hansen, Beckett Heskett. Give those guys nothing but a pat on the back. And, boy, if they can do it for 24 more minutes, it's going to be a great Bison win.
High end of rent kick is going to go in the end zone for a touchback. And the Bison will take over at their own 20-yard line. We kind of mentioned it late in the half. The wind has kind of come up a little bit. It was so still earlier. It was just humid and sticky. Kind of an east breeze, and feels very nice out here at the Wyland Field.
Yeah, much more comfortable than the first half there. It came up just with the last few seconds as Aurora was trying to make that last drive. All of a sudden, they were into the wind. And again, it still is predominantly Bison going into the wind at this point for this third quarter.
McCook going left to right to start the third quarter of play. Again, leading 27-0. Receiver to either side. Trenton Riley in the shotgun. Snap back. Handed off. Campbell over there, far side. Across the 20 to the 23-yard line to pick up a three. It'll be second and seven for the Bison.
Again, this is a very solid opening play by the Bison. And again, there is no reason to do anything crazy here. And, again, your defense has played outstanding so far. But, again, you know, you certainly wouldn't mind tacking on a few more points and just make it that much tougher for Aurora.
Receivers to either side, second and seven for the Bison at their own 23-yard line. Riley looks over the Husky defense, and, oh, a timeout called by Coach Petrosky early in the second half.
A little confused on offense, or yeah. It looked like they came out, but just obviously something there did not like the looks of.
Take a break. Be right back. You're listening to Bison Football on 96.1 KICS.
Ever feel like you're playing bumper cars on the lot trying to find the perfect ride? At Devaney Motors, it's a smooth drive to your dream machine. Whether you're eyeing a rugged new Ram, a journey-ready Jeep, or the buzz-worthy new Hornet, we've got the keys to your next adventure. DeVinny's got it. Get your drive on. Cruise east on B Street in McCook or navigate to DeVinnyChryslerJeepDodge.com. DeVinny Motors, where the journey begins.
Back to Wyland Field. Bison have a second and seven out of the timeout from their own 23-yard line. Bison burned a timeout just with the second play of the half here. Riley gets a snap and a handoff. Trying to cut the outside. And running out of room, barrels forward for a couple of yards up to the 27-yard line to pick up a three or four there for Tristan Campbell.
Yeah, only one blocker out there in the flat, Ty Junker, to try and make a little room. Aurora that time, multiple defenders out there. So, again, not a lot of room. And, again, if you're a Husky fan, this is certainly what you want to see, is you want to see a nice third down, maybe a three and out from a cook, and give your offense a chance to get back in sync. So, big play early on here in the third quarter.
It is. Spot the 27, third and three for the Bison. Receiver split to either side. Riley and Campbell in the backfield. Reeves really picking up. You can see the trees moving over there. Snap, handoff, up the middle, breaks the tackle. Look out, 35, 36-yard line, one man to beat. Otherwise, he was off to the races. Mr. Tristan Campbell with another carry, Bob. And with that, I have him going over the 200-yard mark here in the half, or in the game, rather. 19 carries, 201 yards on the night.
Yeah, Parker Smith with the tackle for Aurora there. But again, after a 10-yard pickup there, and again, one player keeping again from the Bison, adding another 6 points on the old scoreboard. So again, great conversion for the Bison. That means another 2 or 3 minutes probably is going to come off this clock.
Spot the 35, first and 10 Bison. Twins to the far side, Riley in the backfield, and the shotgun snap back. Hand it off, Campbell again over left side. Wrapped up, pushing the pile forward and powering it forward. Cross the 40 to the 42-yard line. Great power. Great job moving the legs. Moving the pile for Tristan Campbell.
Yeah, again, boy, he just does not need much room, Mark. And again, just slicing and dicing in between there. And then add insult to injury. Bison players, offensive linemen, gave him extra 3 yards there with the push. So again, boy, 7-yard pickup on first down. Sticks in your favor. Leaves a lot of options for the Bison.
Spot at the 42, second and 3 for the Bison. Twins to the near, one to the far. Riley taking his time, looking over the Husky defense. Gets a snap, looks downfield. Quick pass over here near sideline, complete the 45, and fights forward to the 46. And that'll be enough for a Bison first down. Pullman with the reception for McCook.
Yeah, again, just a simple square out pattern there. Good enough for the first down. And again, minor factor, the other than move to 6, but Pullman did stay in bounds, so clock will continue to run in between the plays.
And good for Trent to get that reception or completion tonight.
Yeah, that was, again, right on the button there. And, again, simple play, but, again, executed perfectly.
Spot at the 46 right down below us here in the South Stadium, the press box. First and 10, McCook. Twins are to be a receiver to the near and to the far. Riley gets a snap, handed off to Campbell over left side. Barrel at the 50 and goes into Husky territory at the 49. About a 5-yard pickup there for Campbell. It'll be second and 5.
Boy, that first tackler just doesn't have a chance with him. That time, Campbell really put the head down and the shoulder into Keegan Chaney for Aurora there. Took him back about 2 yards. And again, just like you said, Mark, just keep things moving. And again, here we are, 5-yard pickup there, second and 5.
8:29 already left to go here in the third quarter.
Boy, a 10-minute drive for a touchdown would pretty much just end all hope here for Aurora.
Receiver split the other side. Riley in the shotgun. Got a man in motion, Roberts. Stop there, snap back, and again, hand it off. Trying to cut up the middle, bottled up, and a short gain of 2 or 3 yards there for Campbell.
Yeah, nice tackle on the play by Grosshands on that one. Again, not as much room for Tristan Campbell there. But again, still a positive thing. That's a big thing for McCook, too. Boy, they haven't had many plays for loss, Mark, at all tonight, if any.
Yeah.
Again, they're still at least getting forward progress.
Spot at the 46 of Aurora. It'll be a third down. We'll call it 2 for the McCook Bison.
Not sure if this is 4-down territory or not, Mark, but again, it's a solid 2 yards.
Receiver split the other side, Riley in the shotgun. Snap back, and a little toss pitch. Campbell bottled up and hit. Nowhere to go. Good pursuit there and a good tackle. Campbell did not make it, and it'll bring up 4th and 2 for the Bison.
Yeah, again, can't blame Tristan Campbell there. He put his head down trying to get the yards there, but Aurora, 2 defenders out there, and they both came and just stopped Tristan Campbell in his tracks. And it does look like McCook will elect to go ahead and punt. Probably a good call at this juncture, Mark.
Yep.
I mean, they did their objective. Yep. Look at the clock. I mean, almost used half of the fourth or third quarter there. And still, if nothing else, for not getting points, they sure kept Aurora from the ball. And again, a good punt here will put them deep in their own territory.
Pullman gets a snap. Nice kick high into the wind and bounces. Yeah. Takes a Husky bounce. Back to the 28 to 29-yard line. And that's where the Huskies will take over, 1st and 10, Aurora.
Yeah, net yards, less than a 20-yard punt, unfortunately, for McCook there.
So, yeah, spotted at the 28, 1st and 10. Huskies' first possession here in this third quarter. As the Bison took almost 5 minutes, as Bob said, off the clock here in this third quarter.
Yeah, Callum McCorkle a little slow getting up on that punt return, Mark. Just was kind of watching him, and he's shaking it off right now. But a little left leg looked a little tender from what I could see.
Twins to the near, one to the far, snap back to Sharman. And going to hand it off, trying to get to the edge, hit, and push back, nowhere to go there. Nice pursuit there. I don't think any gain on that play. It'll be 2nd and 10 for the Huskies.
No, again, a multitude of Bison at the point of attack there. And, again, wrapped up really, really well. Kind of led by Davian Hansen there.
Yep. Poke up as well on Garcia. Yeah, second and 10. We're going to say no gain on that play.
Boy, that's what you love to do. When you have to have three different guys to announce as a tackler, Mark, yes. That's always a good thing.
That is a great thing. Flying to that football. Second and 10. Shireman again in the shotgun. Twins to the far, one to the near. Snap back. And going to take off and run, trying to cut to the near side. Wrapped up and taken down after a short gain of three for Booker Shireman.
Yeah, again, just kind of that belly play, faking it to the running back. And I'm sure he has the option to hand off or keep it and go. And, again, taking a couple of shots there, Booker yeah. Shireman, too. Bison not afraid to kind of lay it into him when he's carrying the ball there.
Pick up a three. It brings up a third and seven for the Huskies.
Boy, Huskies don't need this. A three and out would just, again, pretty much almost end the third quarter for them.
Twins to either side here for the Huskies. Snap back to Shireman. Looks downfield. Winds up, pressured, rolls to his right. He's got room. He's going to take off and run. Up the field, dives, and leans. Might be about a yard short of the first down. Let's see where they spot the football.
Yeah, they are seemingly fourth down. At this point, I can't believe Aurora's going to punt. But
yep.
Shireman also have a little left ankle issue, it looks like. He's limping a tiny bit.
Pick up a six, but it's not enough. Fourth down and about one for the Huskies.
A little hockey line change here coming in. Three different players in for Aurora.
Under five to go in the third quarter. McCook still up 27-0.
Yeah, they might have clock issues here too, Mark.
Oh,
10 seconds left on the clock.
And they're just now coming up
play
to the line
clock,
scrimmage.
That is.
Yeah. They're going to have to hustle. They line up to go for it. Fourth down and one. Man in motion, snap back, handoff up the middle, breaks a tackle, look out, and 45-50, 45-40. Still on his feet, 35, and pushed out of bounds about the 30-yard line. A huge gain on fourth and short for the Aurora Huskies.
Yeah, boy, just one of those typical plays, Mark. Once he broke the line, there was no containment there. And again, it didn't even look like Aurora was going to get the playoff potentially. But again, really nice run there by the Huskies, giving them a little bit of some life.
So a big gain there. Brings up a first down and 10 Aurora at the Bison. A 32-yard line.
Remind me next time, Mark, bring a little Windex here since we're having a little trouble looking through the glass.
Yeah. Thankfully, the window's open here right in front of us. Shireman sends a man here near side. Snap back. Handoff. No, faked it. Looks downfield in the pocket. Rolls to his right. Shireman throws it down the field. He's got a man there. Incomplete. Overshot his receiver again. He's done that a lot here tonight, and it's incomplete pass. It brings up second and 10.
Yeah, receiver had a step on Ethan Schmidt, but, and good coverage there, but Shireman not quite as accurate as I thought he would be.
Late flag, Bob. I didn't see what that was about. Unsportsmanlike on McCook. So a 15-yard penalty goes against the Bison.
Yeah, not a good time for that, Coach Petrosky. Certainly not going to be happy. Not sure if that was kind of a late hit type thing or if it was more maybe some yapping going on in there.
I was kind of watching the play downfield, and it was more near the line of scrimmage, so I did not see kind of what happened. But unfortunately, against the Bison. And we will move the football down the field 15 yards and spot it at the Bison 17-yard line. It'll be first and 10, Aurora. So Aurora again in the red zone. I think this is their third time, Bob, but have yet to score yet tonight.
Yeah, I mean, two times inside the 10.
Yeah, exactly. So here we go. First down and 10. Again, 27-0 McCook with the lead.
Another question for Coach Petrosky. What was that what was that penalty about?
Exactly. Twins to the near, one to the far. Shireman in the shotgun. Looks over the Bison defense. Gets a snap and a handoff up the right side. Fights forward and pushes the pile. Push back there at about the 15-yard line.
That was Ian Jensen on the carry for Aurora. Gosh, you know, Mark, their running backs, they're all clones. I mean, they all have the same stature. They all kind of have the same moves when they handle the ball with Carson or Cannon Allen. And
Roberts with a tackle there for McCook. But about a 3-yard pickup. We'll call it second and seven from the 15 for the Huskies. Trips to the far side for Aurora. Shireman sends a man here near side. Fake the handoff. Give it up to the back. Inside the 10. Inside the 5. Spins around and diving at the 1. Did not quite get in. That was Allen with the ball carry and a great run. And it's going to be first and goal, Aurora.
Yeah, that was a really well-designed play, Mark. There's a lot of misdirection there. And then the cutback basically straight up the middle there. And a good run by Allen there, kind of twisting away from tacklers.
So Allen takes it down to the 1. That'll be first and goal for Aurora.
Tell you what, stop them this time, Mark. They're going to get the Medal of Honor here.
Oh, yes. Yeah, huge stop here for this Bison defense. If they can do it one more time with 3:22 to go here in the third quarter.
Fast-moving third quarter.
Oh, yeah, a lot of running here. Shotgun look again. Kind of shift over. It might be a direct snap, and he's going to keep it, and he walks to the end zone. Allen takes it in for the touchdown for the Aurora Huskies.
Yeah, interesting play there. He actually was the Wildcat quarterback, yep. Faked the handoff to Shireman, and then went ahead and just went in untouched. So, again, big play for the Huskies, and again, maybe a little confidence building for them. I'm sure, again, Coach Petroski not happy with that penalty, certainly. And, again, Bison defense, for all the good things they did in the first half here, just can't blame them. Maybe a little let down.
Nine plays, 72 yards on that drive. Allen with a one-yard run. Try an extra point kick. Ball is down. Kick is on the way. And it is good. 27-7. Bison with the lead as Aurora makes a touchdown with 3:07 to go in the third quarter of play. We'll take a break. Come back at the kickoff. You're listening to Bison Football on 96.1 KICX.
Isn't it a drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
Mark and Bob back here at Wyland Field. 3:07 to go here in quarter number three as the Huskies move down the field. Nine plays, 72 yards. Cannon Allen with a one-yard run. Caps an impressive drive. The extra point kick makes it McCook 27, Aurora 7 on the M&B Bank scoreboard. And Bob, the Bison did a nice job moving down the field, taking some time off, but Aurora, give them credit, came right back, aided by a Bison penalty, but they moved down and finally get on the scoreboard.
Yeah, I had that big fourth down run to get down
right
before the penalty. So, again, hey, this is still a good team. We didn't really expect to shut them out necessarily. But, again, Bison got to reestablish things here now with the last,
little squib kick and right to McCook. And that was McCorkle, I believe, falling on it at the 45. So Bison have good field position.
Yeah, I certainly don't think it was designed that way. Probably meant to hit the ground first and kind of dribble up there. But McCorkle, good hands there, and just went immediately to the turf. Did not want to take a chance. He actually could have probably returned the ball four or 5 yards if he wanted to. But, again, better to take the ball, and just great field position for the Bison here. And, again, boy, would sure like to see them burn off the last 3 minutes of this again and get that touchdown right back.
So the Bison offense takes the field, started at their own 45-yard line. Riley again in the shotgun, sends Roberts in motion. Snap back and going to hand it off. Campbell right the middle, 50 into Husky territory, down to the 46-yard line. A big burst up the middle for about 8 or 9 yards, and it'll be second and short for the McCook Bison.
Yeah, great start, obviously. Second and two coming up here. And, boy, Campbell again, nobody got a hand on him for the first 3 or 4 yards of that run. And boy, he gets through one more tackler, and, again, he's probably off to the races here. So, again, Aurora, obviously every play is very important to them. They cannot afford to give up any more points, certainly.
So a big gain there on first down by Campbell. Makes it second and short. Late getting the play in here for the Bison. Going to have to hustle. There's the clock down to 10 seconds here for this play. Receiver split to either side. Riley gets the snap and hand it off. At the left side, Schmidt spins around trying to push the pile. And still on his feet, breaks the tackle. Look out, 25-20, 15, 10, 5, and knocked out of bounds over there. Actually, going to say out about the 15-yard line. Ethan Schmidt keeping the legs going. The whistle did not blow, and he gets another 15 or 20 yards for the McCook Bison.
Yeah, again, just Marcus, one of those plays where it was kind of like a rugby scrum there in the middle. And the next thing you know, Schmidt breaks out and still gets, down closer to the 10-yard line for the Bison. So, again, Aurora Coach Peterson kind of indicated that they wore down a little bit against Pierce, and that was just nobody wrapping up there on Ethan Schmidt.
Spotted at the 18, first and 10, Bison. Knocking on the door again here in the red zone with 2:08 to go in the third. Snap back to Riley. Hands it off. Schmidt over left side, fights down about the 15 to the 14. Nice 3 or 4 yard pickup. It'll be second down and 6 for McCook.
Yep, solid carry there by Ethan Schmidt, giving Tripp and Campbell a bit of a break. I mean, Campbell only has 200 yards. I don't know why he'd be tired, Mark. You know, I mean, but again, great performance by them. But, gosh, again, kudos to the Bison offensive line. They can't do it without getting some openings to run in.
So second down and 6 from the Aurora 14-yard line. McCook comes up to the line of scrimmage. Receiver split the other side. Riley in the shotgun. Roberts goes in motion. Snap back and a handoff at the middle. Inside the 10, upended down to about the 5 or 6 yard line.
Yeah, it was Tristan Campbell back in there. Campbell. Thought he was going to get the touchdown there, but Jen just tripped up there by the center of the defensive line. Aurora player down right now.
Yeah, there's been some hitting going on here on both sides for sure. And, yeah, boy, a couple Aurora players maybe.
Yeah,
still
the Bison players are actually waving in the people too. So I hope this is nothing serious.
Yeah, we will take an injury break and be right back. Minute 20 to go in the third. McCook leads over Aurora 27-7 here in Wylett Field.
You have projects around the yard that need to get done. But if only you had the equipment to do it. Head to D&S Hardware in McCook and rent the equipment. Rototillers, edgers, jackhammers, you name it, D&S has the equipment. And the rental price is very affordable. Get those projects done this weekend. Head to D&S Hardware. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 3. D&S Hardware on the corner of West 8th and C, McCook.
Brandon is super pumped about Runza.
Runza is so sweet.
Especially all their desserts.
Oh, those are the sweetest.
Chocolate, vanilla, and twist ice cream cones, 4 flavors of shakes, chocolate chip cookies, and ice cream sandwiches.
Literally sweet.
Aw, I love your enthusiasm.
Well, I love Runza.
So sweet of you. Come satisfy your sweet tooth. Because Runza makes it all better.
Stop by Runza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
In their never-ending quest to bring you the best health care possible, Decatur Health in Oberlin is pleased to announce the addition of Taylor Niermeyer, physician's assistant to our medical care provider staff. Taylor is a product of Gove County, Kansas, so she understands and has a real passion for rural health care, making her a perfect fit with the team at Decatur Health. Swing on by Decatur Health and meet Taylor. I know you'll be pleased with her passion for people. Decatur Health in Oberlin, where compassion and healing come together with providers like Taylor Niermeyer. More info online at DecaturHealth.org.
Horizon Bank has a wide selection of products to help fill all of your financial needs. They have an array of fee-free checking and savings accounts. Or maybe you need a loan. Horizon Bank has you covered with their mortgage, vehicle, personal, refinance, and commercial loans at competitive rates. Visit them today at 312 West 1st Street or online at horizonbankne.com and learn more about all of their great financial services. Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
If you're expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey because every baby deserves the best start in life and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
Mark and Bob back here at McCook's Wyland Field. Couple injured players for Aurora. One of the guys was just had a leg cramp and they were stretching him out. He was able to get off the field, but unfortunately for Aurora, the other kid still on the field. They brought the paramedics out. They brought the stretcher out and the board, really taking a lot of precautions of, with a neck or shoulder type of injury. And great to see that because that precaution, not to see the injury, but because in years past, or way back in the old days, they just kind of flipped guys around and it could cause paralysis. But they are so careful anymore. Any type of problems with the upper body area. They are very, very careful, and the paramedics are doing a great job attending him right now.
Yeah, we just didn't get a chance to get the number of the player there. And, again, as they're being extremely cautious, they're going to get him up on the stretcher right now. And, again, I even think the player's parents probably are out there, too, to see what's going on. So, again, really kind of a – you hate to see this no matter what the score, no matter what the teams, just kind of puts a little damper on things to start with. Here at the, again, and but otherwise has been a really, really game. Boy, you could hear a pin drop here too, by the way.
Unbelievable. So, again, our score 27-7, McCook on top, a minute 20 remaining in the third quarter. As still tending to the young man out there. Yeah, both teams, of course, very concerned, especially Aurora with their teammate, everybody on their knees. And as Bob mentioned, it's very, very quiet here as young man being attended to.
You know, you just aren't really sure what happened in there, Mark. This was a running play that has happened probably 30 times tonight between both teams. And again, just look. But you know, when you get in there and the bodies and the linemen, and things can happen. Bodies can get tangled up. And again, we're not sure. We're not going to speculate the nature of the injury or anything. But again, you just it looked like a harmless play when it began.
Yeah. So again, still attended to him, and reminder, we've got Bison football next week from Aurora. McCook travels to Aurora.
Waverly,
not Aurora. We're playing Aurora, sorry. Waverly next week, and Bison again in control of this one, but Aurora, impressive drive to get down the field and get their first touchdown of the night, but again, concerned about their fallen teammate over there, and again, we couldn't see a number, so I can't even tell you who it is for sure. So, again, football, collision sport, and these athletes the last several years, they're faster, stronger, bigger, and with collisions, they can just cause some injuries out there, unfortunately,
from
time to time.
And, again, when we're talking the interior between the tackles, again, there's bodies flying, and again, limbs are exposed and those types of things. So, again, certainly wish the best as they prepare to take him, certainly to get further evaluation.
And, of course, the hospital and the clinic, they do a great job taking care of injured athletes and physical therapy as well. So I'm sure they'll take great care of him tonight.
Right. Yeah, no, again, we haven't seen any, movement of arms. And again, but he's pretty well surrounded here. So, again, we're not really sure to the extent.
Yep. So let's take another break, and we'll come back. And when play resumes here on 96.1 KICI.
It's football time at Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook. Hungry football fans, listen up. Enjoy the College Saturday Special. Buy any large pizza and get a medium one-topping pizza for free. Indulge in all their unlimited salad bar for just $4. Craving wings, buy 6 or 8 and get a set free. And don't miss out on $3 tall draft beers. During game time, get the great deals, great food, and a great time. Only eligible for dine-in only. Your McCook Pizza Hut, where football and flavor collide on North Highway 83 in McCook. No matter the outcome of the game, this high five is brought to you by York and Party Electric Heating and Cooling, your local York dealer in McCook. Total comfort in your home or business is always a touchdown. Whether it's blazing heat in the summer or bone-chilling cold in the winter, Party Electric offers your family or business the best electrical, heating, and cooling products and HVAC services. Party Electric Heating and Cooling, proud to be your local York dealer in McCook. Give them a call at 345-1660. Find them on Facebook.
M&B, there is a difference. M&B.
In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Justin Easter with M&B Bank. With deep agricultural roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at our McCook location and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 345-4240. M&B Bank. There is a difference. Member FDIC.
M&B.
Newly remodeled with you in mind. Hi, this is Christy Dom, owner of Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments. We believe in funerals customized to every family. By adding personalization to each funeral, we recognize just how unique your loved one is. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments of McCook.
Mark and Bob back with you here in McCook. Is able to take the young man off on the stretcher. Everybody giving him high fives as he went off the field. And, again, we couldn't get a number at all, so I can't even say who it was. And we'll let you know if we find something out. But we're going to be ready to play football. And out of that, it is first and 10 for the actually first and goal at the 6. If I could see the ball finally here.
Yeah, always tough to come back after something like this, Mark, to kind of get your brain back in gear for the regular action.
Shotgun look. Riley sends two guys in motion. They get set, snap back, and a handoff to Campbell over the right side. Barrels to a tackler, fights forward down to the 2 or 3 yard line. It'll be second down and goal for the Bison. So it'll be second and goal from the 3 as we're under 50 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Again, McCook leading 27-7 on the M&B Bank scoreboard.
Yeah, again, any points given up by the Huskies is really going to be detrimental to any chance that they have at all here coming up in the fourth quarter.
Receiver splits to the far side. Riley taking his time, looking over the Husky defense, gets a snap. Hands it off, Campbell up to the right side, and spins around, he's in. Touchdown, Bison. Campbell from 3 yards out, another touchdown for McCook. And they extend their lead now to 33-7 over the Aurora Huskies.
Yeah, again, just a typical riding right up the middle, right off the left guard there. And again, Campbell able to have enough momentum there to carry him in. And again, just the absolute dagger, you would think, here for the Huskies' chances now coming up in the fourth quarter.
Caps line up to kick it. That's the hold from Trip Riley. Snap is down and partially blocked, and on the turf, it is no good. And so the score remains McCook 33 and Aurora 7. Take a break. Come back at the kickoff. You're listening to Bison Football on 96.1 KICS.
If our award-winning lineup of vehicles wasn't enough, here's one more reason to choose Wagner Toyota. With every new purchase, you also get Toyota Care. For the first 2 years or 25,000 miles, we will cover oil changes, tire rotations, and multi-point inspections. Plus, 24-hour roadside assistance with lockout protection, flat tire changes, jump starts, towing, and more. Choose Wagner Toyota in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
You're gonna save when you buy a car from us today.
Mark and Bob back with you here at Weiland Field as the Bison move down the field and get another Horizon Bank touchdown. Tristan Campbell from 3 yards out, capping a 6-play, 55-yard drive. Bison doing it on the ground again here in that drive. Yeah, extra point was no good. 33-7, McCook on top with 20.1 seconds to go in the third quarter. Unfortunately, this night dampered by an injured Aurora player, taken off the field to the ambulance, and we our thoughts and prayers to him and his family, and whatever the situation is there. So. Caps will look to kick it off here at the 40 for the Bison.
Yeah, big drive for the Bison, Mark. Exactly what you needed to answer Aurora's touchdown, and again keep that comfortable lead.
And we are ready to go. High end of rent kick over here near side, taking out the 20. 25, tripped up there at the 27-yard line. Trip Riley makes the tackle, and Aurora will have it at their own 29-yard line.
Yeah, the up receiver actually got that ball. Again, kicking into a little bit of a breeze going for this quarter for the Bison, and that'll be flipped here coming up in the fourth quarter. So, again, Aurora first and 10. And, big stop, big time for McCook to get a stop here to kind of make sure that Aurora doesn't have any other momentum going. And Aurora did that a lot on the run. Not as much passing, of course, in that drive for their score. So aided by, of course, that penalty.
So first and 10 Huskies from their own 29-yard line, trailing here by 26 points to the McCook Bison. Trying to go 2-0 on the season. Shireman sends a man in motion, snap back, and give it to him on the jet sweep, trying to get to the edge. And 30, 35, up to the 36-yard line. Flags fly all over, and we will see what this is about. Could be a hold, it could be a face mask, could be a block in the back. Not for sure here.
Yeah, definitely two officials saw the penalty, whatever it was. Yeah, block in the back it is.
Block in the back on the Huskies. So back up Aurora, 10 yards. There's a few yards up the field, so go back down to the 22, 23-yard line. And it'll be first and long for the Huskies. Have them with 4 penalties here tonight.
Yeah, potentially last play of the quarter coming up here.
Oh, and they do start the clock again, so, yep, that will run it out.
That will be it.
Yep. So after 3 quarters of play, McCook up over Aurora, 33-7 on the M&B Bank scoreboard. One more quarter to go here in this matchup. And we will take a timeout, come back with the fourth and final quarter. You're listening to Bison Football, a 96.1 KICX.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
Welcome back to our coverage of Bison football here tonight on 96.1 KICX, online, highplainsradio.net, our KICX app, and also our YouTube channel.
Yeah, just got word the injured player for Aurora is number one, Cannon Allen.
Oh.
And again, it's just, it's going to have to see film and watch, kind of just see how that even happened, because he is a defensive back.
Right.
So maybe trying to come up the tackle and
lowered his head or something. Maybe,
exactly,
possibly.
Like that. But yeah, that's a loss for Aurora, obviously. Again, he had carried the ball well for them and had gained several yards, so far in the game here. So again, Aurora now will go against the win. Bison will have the win for this fourth quarter. So again, need to get a defensive stop here and kind of establish control again, and hopefully just kind of glide out this fourth quarter.
They flip sides of the field. It'll be first and 16 for the Huskies at the 23. Shireman takes off and tries to run, fights forward, maybe to the line of scrimmage. That's about it. Took a shot there.
Ooh, Callan McCorkle came in. Just Shireman was going down. He's
slow getting up.
His right ankle had been bothering him after the last series, and now he took a shot kind of in, that armpit to rib area.
Yeah.
So, again, it's good tackle. Nothing wrong with it and stuff. But, boy, couldn't have felt good.
Second and 16. No gain on the play for Shireman.
Yeah, he looks a little tender out there right now. Not a lot of enthusiasm walking up to the line of scrimmage.
Twins to the other side. Snap back. Shireman looks downfield. Plenty of time in the pocket. Going to take off and throws it late. Cross the middle. Wide open. 35-40. 46-yard line. And that'll be enough for a first and 10 for the Huskies.
Another flag on the field, so I'm not sure if...
Way downfield, about the 50-yard line. Let's see. Maybe a defensive holding, possibly?
I don't think he got any face mask when he tackled him or anything.
Okay. Let's see what the back judge called it there. Pick up about 16, 18 yards. Targeting helmet for the Bison. So 15 more yards against McCook. And that'll put the Huskies in Bison territory. So,
boy, not sure I agree with that.
It's always a point of contention for everybody watching football, the targeting thing. So, but the official thought they saw it. So,
or helmet to helmet, I guess.
Yep. Yeah, unlike college, there's no you're kicked out of the game or anything.
Or the levels.
Yep. So spotted at the 40-yard line, first and 10, Huskies. Trips the near side. Shireman gets the snap. Rolls to his right. And pressured and throws it late. It's complete at the 35. Down to the 30 and the 26-yard line. On a great completion there to his receiver, Kleinschmidt.
Yeah, again, tackled by Callum McCorkle and Tripp Riley on that one. And again, boy, Bison getting pressure. And again, Shireman just scrambling to find receivers that are open.
And Sharma going to take off and run it quickly and throws it out of bounds. Incomplete. And it'll be second down and 10 for the Huskies at the McCook 26.
Yeah, I don't think Shireman wants to run the ball very much anymore. He's just taking too many shots.
He has indeed. Bison put the hurt on him. Rushing the football here tonight. Even in the pocket, he's been pressured all night long.
And, for the most part, Mark, Bison just rushing three and dropping the rest in coverage, maybe, throwing a linebacker in occasionally as well. But, again, this is just three-man pressure by Quentin Terry and Simon Garcia.
Sharman shotgun gets a snap and going to pull it over there left side. Incomplete, a little bit high on the pass. Side judge threw a flag as well, so we'll see what this is all about.
Yeah, this seems to be an alignment issue.
Yep, it's going to be a false start on Aurora.
Yeah, Shireman again. That ball, too much mustard on it and sailed high again as well. Accuracy not been really there for him. Again, these on set plays, so to speak, on timing patterns, it's just not really been there. It's been the scrambling that was where he's had any success with some completions.
Put it back to the 31-yard line of McCook, and it will be second down and about 15 for the Huskies.
Yeah, again, Spencer Steinbeck just right there, right on the right top of the center, and again, getting good pressure.
And a give up the middle, bottled up, not much running room, just a yard or so there for the running back for Aurora. It'll be third down and long.
Speed brought down the play by Trey Tiller, in to play a little defense now, maybe giving one of the players a little bit of a rest there.
Under 10 minutes to go in the ballgame. McCook up 33-7. Huskies desperately trying to get some more points here in this fourth quarter. Bison love to get another stop here, get the football back for their offense. Really put this game away. Twins to the near, one to the far. Snap back, and quick pass over the middle, complete at the 20, 15, still on his feet. Probably about the 14 or 13-yard line. Nice completion, and that'll be another Husky first down.
Yeah, again, one of the better throws by Shireman tonight there, just a timing thing. And again, 5 yards downfield, hit the receiver, and picked up yards after the catch.
That was Stolpe with that reception for the Huskies.
Oliver Corbett on the tackle.
Shireman finally over the century mark, passing the football here tonight. And they are in the red zone at the 14 of McCook. First and 10, Husky snap back, high snap. Shireman able to get it. And up the middle, fighting forward for a couple, 3 yards, down to about the 10-yard line.
Yeah, Jack Spees on the carry there. And again, yeah, the timing thrown off just a tiny bit by the high snap there.
Of course, when you got a 6'7 quarterback, you can be a little high and he can still go and get it.
But even he had to reach for that one.
Yeah. So, he wasn't 6'7, it was probably over his
head. Yeah, if he was a 6-foot quarterback, that'd be chasing the ball back on about the 30.
Spot at the 11, second and 7 for Aurora. Receiver split either side, Shireman in the shotgun. Snap back, Shireman quick down and out over there, far side, and it is incomplete. Good coverage over there.
Ethan Schmidt with the coverage.
Yeah.
Boy, the way the receiver is acting, I thought it was going to be kind of over the shoulder, but again, Schmidt caught up to it and was able to take it out of his arms.
Thought it was going to be a touchdown and said it's incomplete. It'll bring up 3rd and 7 for the Huskies. 8:44 to go in the game, 33-7. McCook still on top. Of course, 4-down territory here for Aurora. Receivers split out either side. Trips to the far, one to the near. Shireman gets a snap. And a quick pass over here. It is through the hands of the receiver, incomplete. And it'll bring up 4th down. A lot of mustard on that throw.
Yeah, again, you know, it's interesting. And again, obviously, Mark, he has a big arm. What I've noticed, it seems like it takes him, he likes to wind up to throw.
Yeah.
And it seems like that was a short pass. That was a 2 or 3 yard out. And yet he still had to wind up to throw the ball out there. That's one of those ones that you just catch it and you basically just, you hardly even take your arm back.
Right.
You just kind of, knife it out there.
Big 4th down here for the Bison. 4th and 7 from the 11-yard line for Aurora. Bison have done it twice here in this contest. With some big stops on 4th down. See if they can do it again. Trips to the far, one to near. Shireman gets a snap. Pressured over here, left side. Hit as he throws it. It's caught. And inside the 5 to about the 3-yard line. And it'll be 1st and goal, Aurora. What a grab there. Trying to see who caught it. I think it was number 5, Jusick.
Yeah, boy, that was thread of the needle on that pass.
Yeah, quick snap and a give to the middle, and it's pushed back. Nowhere to go. The Bison defense right there. 3 defenders right there pushing him back. Jensen with the carry, but no gain. Stonewalled there by this Bison defense.
Yeah, Quentin Terry pumped up after that play. 4 Bison to meet the ball carrier there.
Spotted back to the 5. Lost him a couple. Wow. Hey, we're ready for that. 8 minutes to go in the contest. Huskies trying to punch it in. Bison trying to keep him out. Twins in the air, one to the far. Shireman still in the shotgun. Trying to get guys situated. Snap back. Trying to run a quick pass. A slant, incomplete. And there's a flag on the far sideline. And we'll see what this is about. Pass was incomplete. And it's a false start procedure on the Huskies. Somebody's moving early or something that the officials are really watching.
It's possible lining up offsides even. Usually they check with the official to make sure that doesn't happen. Yeah.
So anyway, moving back five. And it'll be second and goal from about the 9-yard line. I thought they were going to wind the clock. It was incomplete pass, but we'll go ahead and let it run. 7:34 to go in the ballgame.
Yeah, you're right, Mark. That is interesting.
Yeah. Twins to the far, one to the near. Snap back, Shireman, and he's going to keep it. Throws it over the flat, high off the receiver's hands. He couldn't get it, and it goes incomplete, and it'll bring up third down and goal for the Huskies.
Yeah, he is really out of sorts tonight, Shireman. Again, that was way too hard for the distance of the pass, and the running back barely had time to even raise his hands to catch that.
Yeah, he doesn't really have much touch, or at least tonight. All fastballs.
And again, credit the Bison defense. Yeah. They're putting pressure on him. Watching him in warm-ups, Mark, he was just dialed in and throwing. But again, live game action, a little different story.
Handoff right side, got a blocker inside the five, dives forward to the two, and did not quite make it. Yeah, let's see where they spot it. They have Spees with that carry. We'll give him 7. Junker with a stop for the Bison. And it'll bring up 4th and goal at the, 2 or 3 yard line, I think is where they'll spot it. It's another 4th down here inside the 5 for
exactly
the Huskies.
Right.
Shireman line up with the shotgun. Receiver split the other side. Snap back and give over here right side. Hit, push back. I think he falls in. There's a flag. Might have another targeting on McCook. Yeah. He does make it in. Touchdown, Huskies.
Yeah, that exactly is what's going to happen, Mark. They're going to call that. But, players are diving and twisting and turning. And again, I don't think players are intentionally looking for it. It's just the way that things worked out with the movement of the players.
And so it's a personal foul on the Bison with that targeting call. And I think it's enforced on the kickoff.
Onside kick coming up possibly for the Huskies.
So Aurora punches it in with Spees with that run. Makes it 33-13. McCook on top, 6:33 to go in the contest.
Boy, it took a lot of time off the clock, though.
Yep. Huskies getting a player out in the field here late. Try the extra point kick.
Caden Crosby.
Trying the extra point kick. Ball is down. Kick is on the way. And
wide
left. No, they say
it
good.
Got
just
inside.
So 33-14. McCook leads over Aurora with 6:33 to go in the game on the M&B Bank scoreboard. We'll take a timeout. Come back to kickoff. You're listening to Bison Football on 96.1 KICX.
Refreshing news. Vols Plumbing and Heating, your Carrier dealer in McCook, can keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. They can. Carrier's Infinity Series Central Air Conditioner with Green Speed Intelligence offers refined cooling, steady comfort, energy efficiency, and exceedingly quiet, cool performance. And each passes a legendary Carrier 100% run testing for quality and reliability. Learn more about Carrier Air Conditioning at Vols Plumbing and Heating, 1005 East C Street in McCook. Keeping you chilled this summer.
Back to Wyland Field as the Aurora Huskies march down the field. 12 plays, 71 yards. Spees takes it in for 3 yards out. Extra point kick is good. 6:33 to go in the contest. McCook still with the lead. 33-14. There was a penalty, however, a targeting on McCook, so they get the 15-yard penalty. So they will kick off from the Bison 45-yard line. And you got to think onside kick here, Bob.
Yeah, at this point, certainly nothing wrong with trying it. You even have the advantage of the penalty, of course. Last time, kind of the little poocher, it didn't turn out to be a squib because it never hit the ground. But Callum McCorkle was able to cover that. So, again, Bison just sending Tristan Campbell deep. And, again, they'll, as they say, the good hands team.
Yep.
Is that the old phrase?
That is.
Up there, up front there. So
we'll see which side Mr. Get his name here, number 87. That's
Gross Hands.
Yep. Going to try to kick it here. And again, the ball at the Bison 45-yard line. Has to go 10 yards before they can recover it. And the ball falls off the tee, so we'll have to reset it. I think you get a couple tries. If not, then you have to have somebody hold the football.
Exactly.
So we'll try it again here. Here we go for the kickoff. And going to kick it down the middle field and recovered by McCook. I think that's McCorkle again.
Yeah. He's a magnet.
Yeah, it is. Spot at the 32-yard line. McCook will have it. First down and 10. 6:33 to go in the game. And if you're the Bison, just rush it. Move it down the field. Run this clock out.
Yeah, you just like to not even give the ball back to the Huskies, of course.
And, of course, hold on to the football. That's the main thing.
Right. Yeah, again, first guy's going to try for the tackle. Second and third guys are going to rip at that ball. So I don't really anticipate anything tricky from McCook here. Kristen Campbell back at the running back here trying to add to that 200-plus yard total.
Receiver split the other side for the Bison. Riley again in at quarterback. Trent looks over the Husky defense. Snap back and going to hand it off. Campbell over the right side. Cuts up the field. Fights forward for five, maybe 6 yards. Up to the 37, 38-yard line. It'll be second down and five here for the Bison.
Exactly what you want to see if you're a Bison fan. Good safe handoff there. Campbell, both hands wrapped around the ball as he was going through the middle there. And, again, the Huskies, just all they can do for the most part, just watch the clock run.
This clock continues to wind down. It'll be under 6 minutes before this ball is snapped. And McCook up 33-14. They're going to get a signature win here in this 24 campaign. Twins here to the near side.
Yeah, got
to
check that Waverly score here before we get off the air, hopefully.
Snap back, handoff, Campbell over the left side. Barrel through tacklers, 45, up to the 48, 49-yard line. A big run again by Campbell, and that'll be enough for a Bison first and 10.
He drug and pushed three Aurora defenders there, Mark. Got hit after about 5 yards and pushed them of the extra 3 yards.
I have him 29 carries, 244 yards on the night for Tristan Campbell for McCook.
Wow. That kid deserves a nice big breakfast tomorrow and just a day of putting your feet up.
Yep. And feed those linemen.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right. Buy them all rings. Buy them whatever. Steak dinners.
Yeah. Twins to the far side for the Bison. Riley looks over the defense. Snap back and getting to Campbell, trying to cut to the outside. Breaks the tackle, 50. Puts his head down, 47, 46-yard line. It's a nice 7-8-yard pickup for Tristan Campbell.
Yeah, again, got to imagine Aurora's just a little disinhaled. Nice to get that touchdown there. But, again, they got to be a little discouraged the way things have gone here tonight. I'm sure they had big expectations coming in. And, gosh, just been behind the eight ball ever since the first play of the game.
Fortunately for the Bison, did get pushed out of bounds, so the clock stops with 5:03 to go in the game. But McCook again up 33-14. They have a second and about four from the Aurora 47-yard line. Riley shifts to Roberts over here near side. Snap back and a handoff. Campbell pushed back, not much running room that time. And a late flag by the referee. about a 1 yard pickup maybe for Campbell. And this might be a holding or face mask on Aurora. It is indeed on the Huskies.
Face mask it is, yep.
So that'll be a 15 yarder on the Huskies. Probably a little frustration there. And that'll be enough for a Bison first down after the penalty yardage has stepped off. Just an incidental. Sorry, it's all right. 5 yard. I keep forgetting that in high school. You can have the 5 yard variety.
Boy, again, Mark, after two games here, no matter what happens the rest of the way, boy, Bison are going to have some pretty impressive numbers going into that Waverly game. Boy, their rushing is going to be just off the charts.
Spot at the 41-yard line, first and 10, McCook. Riley taking his time there. Picks up his mouthpiece as it fell down. Snap back and going to hand it off right side. Schmidt over there, right side, 35, 30, and down to the 28-yard line of Aurora. Ethan Schmidt barrels his way for another 13-yard pickup and another Bison first down.
Boy, again, just a solid run by Ethan Schmidt there. He hits the hole quick just like Tristan Campbell. Yeah. I mean, they just look interchangeable, and again, it just seems like the first tackler never gets him. I mean, they're swiping and again, sliding in between those tacklers, and again, very effective.
I have Schmidt with 7 carries, 69 yards on the night. So that's a good 1-2 punch here for the Bison offense.
He almost had 100 against Beatrice, too. I think he ended up with 97. So, again, just You know, I know Bison coaches were counting on this offensive line and that junior class to really bring some moxie to this team. And, boy, after two games, looks like it's happened.
Get that power set with two linemen in front of him. And Schmidt barrels for 3 or 4 yards up the middle. And it'll be 2nd and 7 for the Bison. So we're down to 4 minutes to go. An injured player trying to jog off here for the Huskies. 4 minutes to go in the game. Again, McCook up 33-14. Trying to salt this game away here on this impressive drive, especially doing it on the ground. And it's just so demoralizing to the defense. You just keep wearing them down, and you're getting yards and first downs.
Exactly. And, again, it's just it's the cumulative effect of the game that gets to this point.
Again, wisely letting a lot of clock run before they snap the football. Trent gets it, and be a handoff. Schmidt, a right side, breaks to the outside, 20, and over there to the 19-yard line and a flag, and it might be a late hit.
I think, again, there was just a little, I could see the Aurora players kind of winding up to pile drive him into the ground possibly. So, again, hopefully no bad blood is brewing down there again. But.
And it was a 5-yard, I think, face mask maybe again. I didn't see for sure over there. So another Bison first down. Spot the football at the Aurora 15-yard line. And we're going to be close to 3 minutes before the Bison snap this football. Again, up 33-14. Again, that power look to two up men, Roberts, and I think McCorkle's been up there. And they've got Riley and Schmidt in the backfield. And hand it off. Over here to the outside. Lyman trying to push him up the field for 3 or 4 yards.
Yeah, Jack Spees for Aurora hanging on for dear life to the ankle there. He got drug a couple of yards, too.
Smith, about a 3-yard pickup.
Mark, I don't know if Aurora will get the ball back, or if they do, it's going to be after a Bison score, I'm afraid.
They're just marching down the field, punishing this Aurora defense.
I mean, but Aurora not a super large team. I mean, they're in that that 215 to 220, their range similar to the Bison here.
Cook has imposed their will here offensively here tonight. 2nd and 7 from the Aurora 13. Trent gets a snap, hands it off. Schmidt to right side, barrels across the 10, pushes the pile to about the 8. And it will be a 3rd down and about 3 or 4 here for the Bison. Spees with another tackle. This will be the 12th play of this drive, Bob. Started back at their 32-yard line.
Yeah, boy, again, just really impressive to be able to come out and to just, establish control here. And, again, just really just, I mean, at this point, it's almost patting your stats.
Exactly.
Your stats a little bit.
So 3rd and short here, 3rd and about 4 from the Aurora 10-yard line. That's McCook Bison offense.
Okay, so we've got two Aurora players slugging each other down in front of us all of a sudden.
Snap back, and Schmidt trying to find some running room. Right side barrels down inside the 5, and I think that'll be enough for McCook. 1st down. And another couple more plays, and this ball game will be over. Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. Separating some guys here. On the Husky sideline down below us. And they're going to be 0-2. They're going to have to somehow regroup before they have another tough game next week against number 1 rated team in C1, Wahoo. And you just take a knee here, and I think that's exactly what they're doing, lining up in the victory formation. That's the great formation you'd like to see.
They burned the last six minutes plus of the clock.
Yep. And a kneel there by Trenton Riley. One more time, and that'll do it here for this ball game. Yeah, Bob, they got the ball back with 6:33 to go in the game, and they're going to run it out here and go home with an impressive win here over the Aurora Huskies tonight, 33-14. And one more snap here will do it. It's an impressive all-around effort here by this McCook Bison squad. Snap and takes a knee, and that'll do it. The final score here tonight, your McCook Bison defeat the Aurora Huskies 33-14 on the M&B Bank scoreboard to improve to 2-0 on the season before their big matchup against Waverly next Friday night. Take a timeout. Come back to our postgame show. You're listening to Bison Football on 96.1 AICX.
Hi, this is Danny with Tobias Dental Care. Have you been told that you need a root canal or an extraction and that you'll have to go out of town to have it done? Dr. Tobias has been doing these procedures for over 25 years, and he may be able to save you from the inconvenience of having to travel out of town. Call us today at 345-1510 or stop by and make an appointment at 411 West 5th Street in McCook. And remember, at Tobias Dental Care, we make it easy for you to smile.
Ever feel like you're playing bumper cars on the lot, trying to find the perfect ride? At Devaney Motors, it's a smooth drive to your dream machine. Whether you're eyeing a rugged new Ram, a journey-ready Jeep, or the buzzworthy new Hornet, we've got the keys to your next adventure. Devaney's got it. Get your drive on. Cruise east on B Street in McCook or navigate to DevaneyChryslerJeepDodge.com. Devaney Motors, where the journey begins.
Brandon is super pumped about Runza.
Runza is so sweet.
Especially all their desserts.
Oh, those are the sweetest.
Chocolate, vanilla, and twist ice cream cones, four flavors of shakes, chocolate chip cookies, and ice cream sandwiches.
Literally sweet.
Aw, I love your enthusiasm.
Well, I love Runza.
So sweet of you. Come satisfy your sweet tooth. Because Runza makes it all better.
Stop by Runza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
In their never-ending quest to bring you the best health care possible, Decatur Health in Oberlin is pleased to announce the addition of Taylor Niermeyer, physician's assistant to our medical care provider staff. Taylor is a product of Gove County, Kansas, so she understands and has a real passion for rural health care, making her a perfect fit with the team at Decatur Health. Swing on by Decatur Health and meet Taylor. I know you'll be pleased with her passion for people. Decatur Health in Oberlin, where compassion and healing come together with providers like Taylor Niermeyer. More info online at DecaturHealth.org.
Horizon Bank has a wide selection of products to help fill all of your financial needs. They have an array of fee-free checking and savings accounts. Or maybe you need a loan. Horizon Bank has you covered with their mortgage, vehicle, personal, refinance, and commercial loans at competitive rates. Visit them today at 312 West 1st Street or online at horizonbankne.com and learn more about all of their great financial services. Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back to our Wagner Ford postgame show here on 96.1 KICX. As the McCook Bison get an impressive victory here at home over the Aurora Huskies tonight. 33-14 was our final score here tonight. It was 27-0 at the half. In the second half, the Huskies got on scoreboard with a 9-play, 72-yard drive. Allen with a 1-yard run, 27-7. McCook came back with a 6-play, 55-yard drive. Campbell from 3 yards out with a touchdown, 33-7. And then the Huskies went down 12 plays, 71-yard speeds with the 3-yard run, 33-14. The Bison then ran out the clock, took a couple knees, and they get the big victory here. 33-14, an impressive win over the Aurora Huskies here tonight. Take a look at the final stats brought to you by McCook Clinic. For the Bison, Bob, I had them with 348 yards on the ground, 6 yards through the air for 354 yards of total offense. Tristan Campbell, impressive night carrying the football. 30 carries for 252 yards. Ethan Schmidt, 11 carries for 87 yards. And Trenton Riley with 2 carries for 9 yards for the Bison here tonight. Trent, 1 of 4 through the air for 6 yards. Pullman with the 1 grab for the Bison. For the Huskies, 117 yards on the ground, 135 through the air. And Booker Shireman really stymied all game long, and he had 3 interceptions. He did have 62 yards on the ground, Spees with 23 yards and a touchdown. Allen with five carries and 14 yards, and we did find out he was the guy that was injured late in the third quarter, so our thoughts and prayers to him. He had 14 yards. Jensen with 18 yards on the ground.
We did get a quick comment, Mark, just about that, that apparently at the hospital he is moving the extremities,
yes,
has some pain, of course, obviously in discomfort, but at least that's a good sign,
certainly
to hear that. Looks like Coach Joe is coming on up to the old booth here, so I'll be happy to hand my headset to him to listen to his thoughts on tonight's game for sure.
Coach Petrosky, Bison 2-0 on the season. Aurora drops to 0-2 as they fall here to the McCook Bison. Coach Petrosky, a happy smile on his face. Man, congratulations. Wow, all facets of the game. It started off with that kickoff perfectly placed. You put him back at the one-yard line. Next play, a pick six by Gabe Roberts. You guys had the rushing attack going. Your defense, especially in the secondary, Booker could not get going offensively. Three interceptions. You guys did it all facets of the game. An impressive win here by your team tonight, Coach Petrosky.
Yeah, it was. I mean, how can you start any better than they didn't field the kickoff, and it got down about the one, and then they dropped back to pass, which, you know, you would have thought maybe ran it, so it kind of caught us off guard a little bit, and then we got in the right drops, and Gabe picks it off and takes it in for 6-0, which was a great start. And then, but typical Aurora, they're not going to go away, and we just spent a lot of time on our side of the field, and we just had to get the field position back. And once we were able to really sustain the line of scrimmage, it really made a difference, and we were really able to establish the run. And, you know, we took some shots down the field on some passes. We're going to need to connect on those as we go. But, you know, overall, the guys just really owned the line of scrimmage. Defensively, we gave up too much running a little bit than we like, but we didn't break. We just kept we have the bend, don't break mentality, and so we stood stiff down in the goal in the red zone area. And, yeah, it's just a big win. I mean, Aurora's just two great programs going at it. Ton of respect for those guys, and it was a great game.
Yeah, you talked about it to your defense, Bob, and I commented several times. I think they had inside the five three times, and he stymied them all three times. As you said, bend but don't break. He made the plays when he had to, and that was a key to your victory here tonight.
Yeah, it was. The defense, we're going to have to pop the film on and get some things cleaned up, especially coming up for next week. But, you know, the guys just kept lining up again and kept going, and, you know, at the end of the day, we were able to finish it out and then get the ball back for our offense, and we were able to put some points on the board.
I had unofficially Campbell with over 200 yards rushing. He just did a fabulous job. The offensive lineman made holes for him. Ethan Schmidt did a great job rushing as well. Your rushing game was on fire here tonight.
Yeah, right now, just through the first couple weeks, we've really been able to kind of run the ball at will almost. And, you know, we're going to have to continue to do that. And, you know, along the way, we're going to have to sprinkle in a little more pass as well, just because that's just what's going to happen. And but, man, if we can keep running the ball the way we are, knock on wood, that makes a lot of things more open, and we just got to keep doing it. It's just a hats off to our guys up front. I mean, the guys are an experienced group, and we got to keep leaning on that. And Tristan's one heck of a tailback, and he just really has great vision, finds the holes, and then it's really nice that Ethan Schmidt can come in and spell, and at times when he's, you know, he's playing receiver for us too, but is able to come in and spell Tristan a little bit.
Great start to the year, Coach. 2-0. Next up, got to go on the road, go back east. It's time to take on the Waverly Vikings.
Yeah, it's going to be a great matchup on the road again and back east for Waverly. And so we'll get the film and we'll watch these guys and see what they're all about. But it's going to be one heck of a matchup. And so we're going to look forward to it. We're going to enjoy this one. And then get back to work on Monday and get ourselves ready for a great road test against Waverly.
Well, thanks, Coach. Appreciate it. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it.
Coach Joe Petrosky here in our postgame show, talking about his team. Very impressive victory here tonight over the Aurora Huskies. 33-14 was the final score here tonight. Again, more Bison football next Friday night. McCook and Waverly. Wagner Ford pregame at 6, kickoff at 7. Rich and Kyle, I think, are doing that one, if I believe. Plus Bob and I are going down. No, I got a game on the Hawk next week. I got a good one, 6-man game, Southwest and Arthur County. So
I'll be back October 4th to help Rich out here in the booth.
Yep.
But, again, boy, I'm pretty excited after watching this tonight.
Oh.
I mean, it's hard not to feel good about a Bison team able to do what they did. And, boy, I'll tell you, Mark, just a kind of a side note here, sidebar, Aurora spent a lot of time in the end zone, and I think Coach Peterson was kind of trying to set the stage here. You know, these are two tough losses for them, and I mean, I'm sure they're a little concerned about the season, whether it's going to be how it's going to be going here. And now right in front of us here, Mark, Aurora and Bison players all together here at the 50-yard line. Probably going to do kind of looks, I assume it's going to be a group prayer type of thing.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, Coach Peterson, boy, that must have been a good 10-minute speech there he gave to his players there, I'm sure, to try and say, hey, guys, you know, we're not done here yet. We've got a long ways to go, and now you can see what we need to work on type of thing. So, but again, take nothing away from the Bison. I mean, just excellently prepared by Coach Petrosky and all the coaches there to come up with something like that in the first 8 seconds of the game. You know, Mark, you almost wish you could put it in a time warp and just – if that play doesn't happen, how does this game turn out?
Right.
You never know. And again, I think the Bison were the better team. They played better tonight without a doubt. But boy, oh boy, when you start the game off 6 points down, literally start the game off with no time off the clock hardly, again, it just makes it a big road to hoe. So, again, congratulations to the Bison, all the coaches, players. Great turnout here tonight, too, by the way, Mark. Fans love to see both sides of the stadium filled. And, boy, this is going to do nothing but get people excited for the rest of the season as well.
Exactly. The Bison get the big win here over Aurora, 33-14, and again approved a 2-0 on the year. And they get ready for their matchup with Waverly next Friday night. Reminder, we have Coach's Coffee Club tomorrow morning from Ember's Bakery and Cafe at 8 o'clock here on KI6. Sam and I will be down there. But as many coaches that can make it, we appreciate them stopping by and talking about their week and what they have coming up. And, Bob, you got volleyball tomorrow, right?
Yeah, we'll be in Lexington for the Lexington Invite. Eight very nice teams up there. It'll be a full day, six matches to go through. But, again, get a chance to see some of the competition the Lady Bison will be facing. Got a chance to look at Aurora and Sydney last night. Worked out there. And, again, that Ogallala team is coming to McCook Tuesday night for a match against the Lady Bison. And they look pretty salty in Sydney there. They dropped one set to Sydney, but came back to win the last two. And so, again, good action coming up. And, again, boy, the fall season, I think of all the seasons, it is the most sports going on as far as, you know, for athletes and stuff. Yep. There's four or five different sports all potentially going on. So, again, a lot of people, a lot of miles being covered by a lot of folks in Nebraska.
Yeah, it is indeed. Again, a final score here tonight, 33-14. McCook wins over Aurora. We will wrap things up, and we appreciate everybody listening in here on the radio, also watching on our YouTube channel. I got some great comments, and we appreciate everybody listening in. And that'll do it here for our broadcast tonight. For Bob Golke, Carl Riemann, I'm Mark Searcy. Thanks for listening to Bison Football on 96.1 KICX. Good night, everyone.
If you're expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey, because every baby deserves the best start in life, and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
Your local voice for Southwest Nebraska and Northwest Kansas. We are 96.1 KICX McCook.
Kicks 96.1.